Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center. After a cliffhanger of a day in which nobody knew until the last possible moment where the shuttle would land,
Houston, Discovery, we have the field in sight.
Commander Mark Polansky brought Discovery back here to the Cape half an hour ago.
Main gear touchdown.
Mission managers watched the weather all day long. Finally, they determined that clouds and showers wouldn't interfere with a safe landing here.
Congratulations on what was probably the most complex assembly mission to date. Bravo Zulu.
Thanks for the work. You got seven thrilled people right here, and we're just really proud of the entire NASA team to put this together. So thank you, and I think it's going to be a great holiday.
Discovery's landing wraps up a successful space station construction mission and a comeback year for the shuttle program. I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Now with more CBS News, here's Lou Miliano.
Citing no DNA evidence linking the defendants to their accuser, the prosecutor in the sexual assault case against three Duke University lacrosse players has dropped rape charges. But defense attorney Joseph Cheshire says then all charges should be dropped.
There is no scientific or other evidence independent of the victim's testimony that would corroborate any physical assault of any kind, sexual or otherwise, occurring to this woman.
But CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says charges of kidnap and sexual offense, which carries as heavy a penalty as rape, stand.
This allows the prosecutor to say that in the end he was not satisfied with the evidence of a rape occurring at that party, but that he still believes he can prove that the alleged victim was sexually assaulted by the defendants and perhaps held against her will for a time.
Looks like there could be an end to the pickets outside Goodyear Tire stores. The union representing 15,000 striking Goodyear Tire and rubber workers says it has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with the tire maker. It's really grating, but it's the way things go. Denver International is open again, but first out are those with seats on flights scheduled to go this afternoon. Cooling their heels, maybe not getting out till Christmas. Those on flights canceled since Wednesday due to the snow. More from Lee Frank.
Planes are finally taking off, a start toward clearing this airport filled with thousands of stranded travelers, many without confirmed reservations.
My flight has been canceled. I'm waiting to go standby on the only flight out to Wichita today.
Karen from Pasadena is hopeful, her optimism fueled by word that warm weather has allowed plowing open almost all of the runways. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
An Ohio couple has been convicted of child endangerment and child abuse for making some of their adopted special needs children sleep in cages.
Did the jury find the defendant guilty of child endangering?
The pair argued the arrangement was for the child's safety. They're now facing up to 5 years in prison for each of four felony counts. On Wall Street, stocks slid today. The Dow closed down 70. The Nasdaq was off 15. This is CBS News.
The following is a paid commercial message.
It's estimated that over 200 million people in the U.S. suffer from herpes-caused cold sores. There are many products on the market today. Relieve one-day cold sores symptom treatment is excellent because it relieves cold sore symptoms in just a day. Pain eases in minutes and other symptoms resolve in just 24 hours. Relieve is non-toxic, comprised of botanical extracts, and is 100% guaranteed. Millions of sufferers have found that Relieve works best for them. Only you can determine that Relieve is best for you. You can now buy Relieve at most major stores.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
After tonight, still have two shopping days till Christmas. So says correspondent Dave Barrett. What's the worry?
Stores are enticing us to buy.
Relations, sparing no expenses and some useless old utensils.
Well, we can do better than that.
Or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice.
Apparently we need jewelry, flat panel TVs, and, says retail analyst Scott Krugman,
DVDs, the CDs, videos, and video games have done really well.
But the Gap has not, nor Ann Taylor. Both are doing deep discounts. You do have time to get those gifts. L.L. Bean will keep mall stores in four states open for 189 straight hours. A New York Macy's in Queens opened yesterday and won't close till Christmas Eve. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
You might remember the Exxon Valdez oil spill that made a mess of Alaska's coastline more than a decade ago. The case is still being litigated, and today the court cut the $5 billion jury award down the middle. I'm Lou Miller.
It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. And you know what? This is not only the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, but it is the last 2006 edition. This is the last broadcast of Enid Live for the year, because when we reconvene, it'll be January the 2nd, 2007. Heaven in 2007. So everything that we've got to tie up, all loose ends, everything that we have to discuss, we've got to do it. But lucky us, we have until 7 o'clock to get it all discussed. And so, because the show is infinitely richer, if you participate in it, let me give you all the ways that you can do that. If you don't want to be heard by anybody but me, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, so if you want to pretend like you're working when you're really not, or when you want a good company, good accompaniment to whatever it is you're doing, you can just go to the web and you'll find us at am1320leftchannel.com. And if you want to participate in the conversation, and even if you have never done this before at any talk radio show or never called my talk radio show, which most of you never have, matter of fact, it's very easy to do. And if you're initially nervous, you would be abnormal if you weren't. So just, you know, you'll get over that. But the more of you who phone in, the richer the conversation, the more interesting it is, often the funnier it is. And today, I think we're really going to be a flea market of ideas, because there's lots of stuff I haven't been able to talk about. I haven't had a chance to do it. And I know that traffic is not really pretty perky. At least when I came in, I saw that there was a long line of traffic going in the other direction rather slowly. So if you are incarcerated and you're moving, would be a moving vehicle, if it could move anywhere, maybe we can spend a little time with each other. So let me give you the numbers. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, it's 866-626-1320. There's a lot of news, and there's a lot of, not a huge amount of news, but there's a lot of political stuff, and we will get to it. But before we get to it, I want to talk about the thing that is on everybody's mind. I heard on, if you were just listening to the CBS News at the top of the hour, there are a lot of stores that are doing deep discounts in advance of the holiday season, or in advance of Christmas. Usually you don't get the deep discounts until the days after Christmas. Sometimes, if it's been a really good year, not until after New Year's, sometimes, if you can recall. It means that if they're deeply discounting even in advance of Christmas, and we're talking about some of the top chains, top clothing retail chains, the reason is that they're getting a little bit nervous, that their numbers are not coming in, that they're not selling at the levels that they had hoped to sell, and so they're trying to do it any way they can, and they're slashing prices. I happened to be somewhere last night, poking around, looking, shopping, and there is the intimate garment section of that store. And so here were a couple of guys. Well, they weren't together, but they were clearly looking like deer caught in the headlights. Their eyeballs were rolling around in their sockets. They really didn't know what they were doing there, what it was they were supposed to buy, or what was the right size, or what were they supposed to get. But they're supposed to get some lingerie. You know, I think there are a couple of gifts that nobody should ever buy for anybody else, and one of them is scent. You can never know how a scent will smell on somebody else unless they tell you that that's what they like or that's what they wear. I think that's a very dicey kind of a gift for somebody. And I don't know, lingerie maybe, but these two guys were so out of their element. There are some stores that what they do is they bring men in, and it's men-only night, and they pour wine, and they have beer, and they have chocolate-dipped strawberries, and then they try to sell them as much as they possibly can in women's lingerie. But in London, a retailer named Marks & Spencer has taken it a little bit farther. And if you know anything about Marks & Spencer, it's a very midline kind of chain, known for its utilitarian. If you got your undergarments at Marks & Spencer's, or as they call it, Marks & Sparks, it would maybe be those old-fashioned white cotton kind and not bikini cut either. You know, the kind that maybe your great-grandmother kind of wore, that kind of stuff. That's what you could have, you know. But now they have emerged. They're now in the 21st century. And what they have is they have recruited good salesmen, men, specifically to cater to the men who come shopping in the lingerie department for their women. And these men have a purple sash over their, whatever they're wearing, and they are called stocking fellas. As in, you know, these are gifts that might be stocking stuffers, I think that's what it's from. And the stocking fellas are all men, and their job is to make men who come into the lingerie department more comfortable and really, you know, and make the sales and tell them and you know, if you're buying a bra, you know, you have to ask a bunch of qualifying questions like, is she the size of lemons? Is she the size of melons? Is she the size of watermelons? So they make it easier for men. Said one, I've seen guys wander around looking flustered, confused, and then fleeing the store. And while lingerie is one of the most popular Christmas gifts for women, it is also one of the most returned items in January. And that's why this particular chain recruited these men, stocking fellas, so that the returns would not be so great. They could, you know, hit the jackpot. So there's a lot of embarrassment. Men don't really know what the sizes are and quite what women would wear, and most women say that they wind up returning all the lingerie that the men buy them, and then they get something else. So maybe the lingerie isn't really the lingerie. It's really sort of a lacy gift card, and it's the thought that counts, and it's a preposterous rig that you are gifted with from your beloved, and you gush, and then when he's not looking, you take it back and get what you really want. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brings up the whole issue of gifts, and there's been a lot of discussion. Because, you know, this is the time of the year when high materiality and high spirituality are dancing very intimately in each other's arms. But it's a time of year where the numbers are coming in, because this is where most retailers make most of their profits for the year. So the idea of giving gifts, and what we've heard a lot about, what we've been reading a lot about, are gift cards. Well, they have, economists, God bless them, have done some research about the whole business of giving gifts. Christmas shopping in the U.S. has been a reliable source of anxiety and stress for well over a century. As soon as the Thanksgiving turkey is eaten, the great question of buying Christmas presents begins to take the terrifying shape it has come to assume in recent years. And this was written in the New York Tribune in 1894, so over 100 years ago. But recently, millions of Americans, instead of trudging through malls in a desperate quest for the perfect sweater, have switched to buying gift cards. The National Retail Federation expects that Americans will buy close to $25 billion worth of gift cards this season, up 34% from last year. With two-thirds of shoppers intending to buy at least one card, gift cards now rival apparel as the most popular category of present. This is in part because of clever corporate marketing. Stores like gift cards because they amount to an interest-free loan from customers, and because recipients usually spend more than the amount on the card. So if you get a card for $50 and you walk in somewhere and you see something for $75, you think, oh, it's only really costing me $25 because I have this $50 gift card. So people routinely add to what the gift card value is. So, and retailers refer to this phenomenon as uplifting spending. But the boom in gift cards is also a rational response to the most economic fact about Christmas gift giving. Most of us just are not very good at it. We all know that bad gifts inflict a cost. Just think of the rigid smiles that greet an unwanted floral tie or a Lawrence Welk CD or a picture of JFK Jr. Painted on black velvet. But it is surprising how big that cost can be. Since the early 1990s, an economist at the University of Pennsylvania has been doing a series of studies on which in which college students are asked to put a value on the presents they receive. Now, let me give you this. As you are either completing your last-minute shopping, you've already finished it, or you're in a panic because you haven't even begun your shopping at all, and you're going to just do gift cards. But here is a piece of news that I don't think many of us are aware of. It turns out that what this economist found out when he did the research on gift cards is that, in general, people spend a lot more on presents than those presents are worth to the people who receive them. This is very discouraging, but I want to repeat that in general, people spend a lot more on presents than those presents are worth to the people who receive those gifts. So you have spent all this time picking out just the right, well, lingerie from Mr. Stockingfellow or some shop, or you are a grandmother and trying to figure out what the right gift is for a very edgy goth granddaughter, and you pick out something that you think is very cool, and your granddaughter, a formal and fixed way thanks you profusely for this gift that you see, is immediately going back. So we all spent a lot of money, and we think, God, someone really will love that. That person that we're buying it for will really love that gift. And then it turns out that that person, it is worth far less to that person than what we spent on it. And the economists have a name for this, as economists often do. They call it the deadweight loss of Christmas. A deadweight loss is created when you spend $80 to give me a sweater that I would only spend $65 to buy for myself. The economist who did this study estimates that somewhere between 10 and 18% of seasonal spending becomes deadweight loss, which means that billions of dollars a year is now going to waste. And the whole thing about buying gifts is that it's very... people get insulted because they want to be seen in a certain way. And when you give a certain kind of gift that doesn't acknowledge the way people want to be seen, a lot of graciousness goes out the window. Well, here's the story. In this society, I think that we have pretty much, or it is pretty much in eclipse. I won't say we've pretty much lost it, but what is really in eclipse is the attitude of gratitude. So when you get something, even if it's a lava lamp that was never meant to be ironic or retro, just be grateful that somebody thought of you and be thankful. And then move it on and find a better home for this thing, whether you call it regifting or whether you give it to somebody who would really love to have it. You want to... acknowledge the thought that counted, the fact that somebody wanted to make you a gift, even if it was the most ill-advised kind of gift. And here's the way I look at it. Get rid of the clutter in your life. Get rid of what doesn't work, because it provides a space for what does work. You cannot fill a glass that's completely full, but you can fill the glass that's half full or half empty, the way you want to, however you want to see it. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It is called the deadweight loss of Christmas. That difference between the amount you spend on the gift and what it's worth to the recipient, who would never have spent that much money on such a gift or doesn't particularly like it either. And I would like to ask you the best gift you ever received. What is the best gift you ever received? Did it have a particular correlation? Was it really an expensive gift? Was it a brand new car? Was it something so extravagant? Was it something so small and minute, but it changed your life? If you could share with us the best gift that you ever received, it might give some of us some ideas as we're scratching around in our last-minute list and last-minute hunt for gifts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bob and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Enid. Hey, you know, I gotta tell you, I know you just asked, like, what the best gift I ever received was, but I wanted to go back, if I may, just for...
You're listening to AM...
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
I don't want anything.
Yes, you do. Really you want something, and you aren't going to tell anybody what you want, but you want them to guess. And if they don't, you're going to be all bent out of shape.
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
I know you didn't say it, but you did say it. You did say it.
If you take me out of the equation, let's say I'm out of the equation. Now, why would I be bent out of shape? I'm just making a statement.
You are making a statement that they have to exactly hit a home run, or you're going to be cordial that they spent money on a gift card. But, you know, it's like, screw them. They didn't know what you really wanted. They really didn't know you. And so, hey, that's what it sounds like. Do you mean it to sound that way?
You're just playing devil's.
No, I think you have to rethink this, Bob. I think when people give us things, if they're not exactly right, or if they, you know, and I'll tell you what is also revealing. If you think that your good friend really knows you well and gives you such a gift that is so out of the realm of who you really think you are, then I think that's a great way for you to do some work on that relationship, because clearly there's a fundamental misunderstanding. I do thank you for the call, though. What do you think about Bob? And we have one line open, 349-1320, 866-620-6320. What do you think about Bob's observations if he got a gift card? He's already pissed in advance. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I think Bob is full of humbug on this subject. And I think that basically what it is if you've given anybody a gift card lately, especially younger people, they love them. And the reason is you usually know where they like to shop. So they get this card and they can go and they can buy whatever they want. But there's another thing, too, that you need to remember is that you can go out and spend $50 for a gift card. And then after Christmas, they can go into that store and they can probably get something that would otherwise be about $70-$80 because of the sales, so it multiplies.
And also not only because of the sales, but because you've already supplied them, it can multiply even more than that, because let's say they add another 20 or 30 bucks on their own, and so this thing that maybe would have retailed for 150 winds up costing them only 30 out of their own pockets.
Exactly. You know, so that's why they like it. Plus, whenever they see you and they have on either whatever they bought or they have with them whatever they bought, they remember you and they thank you for that. So I think it's a great gift.
It's a great gift, but also there are a lot of kids who get so many gift cards that they just hang around. They're in the glove compartment of the car. They're in the pocket of the car. They don't bother to use them. There's always one around. These are kids who have an abundance of gift cards. So,
well,
you know, there's an upside and a downside.
I don't know too many kids like that. Most of them manage to spend whatever they get. But I think that they really enjoy them, they really like them, and I think they're really impressed that at least you care enough to notice where they like to shop.
Yeah, and I think it's, and while it's not, the personal thing that Bob wanted, I mean, I think it also says, I love you, I want you to have a gift, I haven't got a clue as to what would make you happy, so go and buy something that would make you happy.
Right, but she didn't ask me what I want for Christmas.
Mike, what do you want for Christmas?
I want the President, Vice President, and Secretary of State impeached, removed, and incarcerated for war crimes. That's what I want.
Wait, where can I get a gift card for that? How much is that gift card going to cost me?
I don't know. Maybe you could go shopping.
I got to tell you, John McCain said in October that he thought the GOP was going to win in November, and if the GOP didn't win, if the Democrats won in November, he said he was going to commit suicide. Where can we get a gift card?
I don't know, but John McCain is the Kevin Federline of American politics. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, is he wearing underpants or not? You try. We'll see. We'll just see about that, Mike. Thank you very much. The emperor has no underpants. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to, we have a line open, 349-1320. We're talking about gifts, gift cards. Remember, the fragrance remains in the hand that gives the rose. So if you give a junky gift, you know, there's a kind of karma to it. And if you give something good, even if it isn't received well on the other end, you have really done the right thing. And I think life always rewards you. The universe will reward you, darlings. 349-1320-866-2613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. And you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, gift cards are all fine and everything, but here, this is what I like. Jewelry. I love shoes, clothing, music, all kinds of. There, now it'd be easy to buy either that of any kind or a gift card. Happy day. How about the traffic? Oh, wait. Gift cards for gas. People, you cannot go wrong. Because you know what? I do have a car on the side of the road out of gas. It's one of our traffic hazards. It's at Dunlap Drive and Bell Street. Two-car crash at Kenneth Avenue and Greenback Lane. Northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo. We have a couple of vehicles smack dab in the middle of the roadway. Not sure what they're doing over there. Southbound 99 just north of Elm Avenue. A two-car crash. Enid Live will continue on this fabulous Friday edition at AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sal Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Party with AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, at the City of Sacramento's free New Year's Eve Sky Spectacular in Old Sacramento. Featuring two fireworks shows, one at night and the grand finale at midnight. The party kicks off at Old Sacramento at 6. Bring the kids out for some family fun, including games, fire jugglers, magic, and more. After 9, the party really gets going with a free concert by Rogue and Tesla's Frank Cannon Band. Live on stage
in Waterfront Park.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Gifts and cigar accessories go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
With the stresses of the holidays ahead of us, who couldn't use a little downtime? Imagine yourself resting in a beautiful, peaceful, tropical environment. Only you don't have to imagine it. You can create a getaway at home with the help of exotic plants. You'll find lush indoor plants like palms, ficus, small and large bonsai, all at Exotic Plants. And with Christmas just around the corner, call for a special delivery of that perfect plant. Give your loved ones a gift that lasts. Their talented staff can even dress your home or office with their unique selection of sprays, wreaths, garlands, and holiday trees. Visit Exotic Plants at 1833 Howe Avenue, next to Cost Plus. And if you'd like a good bargain, visit their discount warehouse at 3320 Auburn Boulevard. Exotic Plants opens Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 922-4769. That's 922-GROW. Exotic Plants, where holiday beauty comes home with you.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. It's our last broadcast in 2006, and I won't see you again until next year. January 2nd is when Enid Live resumes Tuesday, and I'm taking next week off, as I think most of you know. You're going to be in great hands with Air America Radio. We have one line open. Somebody grab it, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about is gifts. What are the best gifts? Economists have studied the matter. And there's something called deadweight loss of Christmas, which is the difference between how much I spend on your gift and how much you value the gift that I have given you. And you just heard Bob, and he's already bent out of shape if he gets a gift card, because he thinks people should know exactly what he wants. And, you know, this is an issue between couples, people who should know each other intimately, and then they sometimes are so wildly off the mark that your heart just sort of sinks. But here's the thing. Somebody has given you something. We have so lost the attitude of gratitude. We are so already to be bent out of shape in advance in case we don't get the right gift. I mean, is there something wrong with that picture? Tony in Oroville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Enid. Great show.
Thank you.
I wonder what Bob would have had me done. My in-laws live in Florida, and I, of course, live in California, and they're remodeling their house, and they're doing the work themselves. So, according to Bob, then, if I want to, you know, give them any help with that, I'm supposed to send them a couple crates of tiles or some siding or some drywall or something like that, a couple hundred feet of drywall, and they're going to be eternally grateful, except that I don't know exactly what they need. And I suppose they need...
And not only that, how much do you think it'll cost you to ship it out?
Probably, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. It's fairly expensive material, so it might...
And it's heavy, right?
Dear hearts, yes. And my father-in-law's got arthritis, and so does my mother-in-law, and so do I, for that matter. So we don't want them unloading that if that isn't what they want, especially if they have to take it back to the store, which is here, I'm sure.
So what you're going to do is going to give them a gift card from Home Depot.
We've already sent them a gift card, as it happens, to Home Depot.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, given the circumstances.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you where similar circumstances obtain. When people are getting married, couples are getting married, and they're getting married out of state somewhere. And so, you know, you can look on their registry, but sometimes the easiest thing to do is to get them a gift card for some restoration hardware or something like that. Or
those little places that sells marital aids.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. The neighborhood corner sex store.
Well, it's a gift card to Home Depot.
And a gift card to Home Depot. That will do it.
If you get a power saw, I hope it's a good brand.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. It's got a good engine. You're welcome. 349-1320. What's the best gift you ever got? Gifting is you are in shaky ground here. People take it very seriously, the kind of gift they get or don't get. Sharon in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm the one that called you before. I have cancer, and my son is also terminally ill. He's kind of crippled. He fell 3.5 stories, and he's schizophrenic and been catatonic. And He's recently come out of the catatonic state, and I get to spend Christmas with him. Neither one of us have the money to buy gifts, but we get to be with each other, and I'm going to roast us a chicken because I broke my wrist. So now I got to roast a chicken because my I can't pick up a turkey. So, but that's good. and I get to spend it with him, and it makes me
so the best.
So happy.
The best part of this is that he's come out of the situation that he's in, and he can spend the Christmas day with you.
That's right.
And where was he before? Was he in a hospital setting?
No, actually, I've been going back and forth trying to help him and get hold of his doctors, and finally I was able to get through to his doctors, and they adjusted his meds, and he's doing tons better.
Well, that is the best news of all, and that is the best gift of all, and I'll bet you it's going
right.
And I bet you it's going to be a great turkey, and I'll bet you it's going to be a memorable Christmas, Sharon.
Oh, it is.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and I hope you're feeling better, too.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to Bob. Bob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say that I have two gifts that are tied for first place.
Okay.
One is my half-Russian children that got out of Russia about 6 or 7 years ago. My daughter's married to a Russian, and it was just so delightful. And last Christmas they put on a little play for us. They have the drama, the sense of drama. I call it the Russian spirit, the sense of drama. And the other one is just recently during the holidays, you've been reading a lot of little stories and stuff. You have a wonderful voice for putting an older fellow like me to sleep in a
seat.
Just
refer to me as Dominic.
If you weren't otherwise committed and such a heavy, ambitious person, I don't mean heavy that way, but heavily ambitious person, I would, and I wasn't married, I'd look you up, that's for sure. But I am so grateful that you're on the air, for me to listen each year and to give the kind of thought patterns to people that make sense. So I got two good Christmas gifts.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you keep on just telling that good voice of yours and using it to promote peace and harmony. That and my little grandchildren just make me a very happy man.
You are very kind. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye. Have a good holiday.
Yes, and you too. Merry Christmas. 349-1320, 866-620. Imagine me, moi, an ambulatory form of Somonex. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about gifts. A lot of us are disappointed when the people we love the most don't get it right about the gift, giving us a gift. And some of you, as Bob called in now, Bob doesn't think he's being this way, but he is. He's already been out of shape if somebody gives him a gift card. I mean, if somebody gave me a gift card, I'd say, thank you, God, can't wait to go shopping. Linda in Land Park. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Enid. I got to tell you about this gift. It's fantastic. It was a parlor grand piano.
A grand piano?
A parlor grand.
What's a parlor grand piano?
Well, it is about 6 feet.
Oh, my God. Is it the same size as a concert grand?
It started out as a grand piano, and then it was moved up to a parlor grand.
Okay.
And you can't purchase it on a gift card, I don't think.
Speak up. I can hardly hear you.
Pardon me?
Speak up.
I don't think you can purchase it on a gift card.
Uh-huh.
And he got it right. It has been the most wonderful thing in my life, and I play it, and it's. I just had to call
him. How long ago did you get this gift?
1997.
And was he your husband?
No. He was a very good friend, lover, knew him for years. We tried to make it together and didn't work.
My. Well, what a very... and you made beautiful music together, and you still do. Linda, I think...
Especially at Christmas time, playing my White Christmas, and I'll be home for Christmas. But I just thought I'd speak up. I haven't called you before, just to say that this type of what we've come into being for Christmas is so not... acceptable, if that's the way to say it. And I liked what you were saying. It resonated with me. And I don't ever want to receive a gift card anywhere.
You don't?
No.
If somebody gives you a gift card, you're gonna say shove it?
Well, no, but my circle of friends wouldn't do that because
we
give presents. We wrap them up. We go and pick them out with joy and know who we're buying for.
Well,
isn't that what it's about?
Yeah, that is what it's about. But well,
I mean, I get a Marie Callender pie card from some acquaintance.
There's another form of a gift card that isn't a gift card, and what it and I'm going to tell you what it is. Before, it was acceptable to give checks or gift cards. There was another form of a gift card. It sort of functioned. You would buy somebody something. You weren't quite sure if this was going to hit the spot and be,
yeah.
You know, and you got it at a place where you knew they could take it back and get what they wanted. And so in that way, it functions as a gift card, but it is, you know, it is an actual gift.
Yes, but in the same thought, you can always take the gift back to where it came from, you know, back in the days of I. Magnans or Joseph Magnans or something like that, you know, and they gratefully help you find a replacement.
Well, they would if they were still there, and if they weren't there, we'd use their fancy ladies' rooms and then go shop someplace else. Linda, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I was thinking about that fabulous ladies' room at I. Magnan. It was a great place. It was a great fueling stop if you were in Union Square. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about gifts. We're talking about getting it right this holiday season. We're talking about the disconnect between how much you spend on the gift and apparently how little it's valued once you give it. And economists have studied this. It's called a dead weight loss. Yes, that beautiful tie with all the fish on it swimming backwards is actually dead weight loss. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Okay.
I'm now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, well, thank you. But, okay, so speaking of fish, I would like a new fishing pole for Christmas. Enid, what do you think? Oh,
you're soliciting for gifts for Christmas? What else? Add to the list.
Hello, isn't that what we're doing here? We're talking about gift carding. I'm just letting you people know what's really important to me.
Okay.
What's really important to me, though, is that Blinker. Eastbound 50 just east of Howe Avenue. We have a two-car crash due to a blinker. North on Cap City Freeway at T Street, we have a three-car crash. South on 99 just north of Bond Road. A two-car crash in northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo. Looks like we've got a vehicle on the right-hand side. Southbound 99. Whew. We are, well, nobody's really in trouble, but it's very, very slow. If you can find another route, I suggest taking I-5, maybe Bradshaw, much, much better, or go through the city. Lisa West. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. The only channel left.
Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big. And lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month. But only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op...
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Talk to Enid now,
3:48 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and then we aren't going to see each other again until next year. We will reconvene January the 2nd, 3 to 7, as always. But this is my last show. This is the last Enid Live for the year, and so therefore a greater flea market of ideas than usual. Just feel free, and we will. There are lots of things that we need to discuss today. And what we're discussing right now is the whole idea of gifts. The whole idea of being grateful, the attitude of gratitude, economists having studied the whole issue of gifts, have come upon a concept called deadweight loss, the deadweight loss of Christmas, because that's the difference between how much people spend on the gift and what it's worth to the person who gives it. So I'm asking you, what some of the best and worst gifts you've ever received are. What do you do when you get a gift you don't like? We started out with Bob calling to say he hated the whole idea of gift cards, and if someone gave him one, it sounded like he was going to be mad about it in advance of receiving the gift. We can't always hit the jackpot. You can't always hit a home run when you're giving somebody a gift. I just gave a friend a gift, and I wasn't really sure. And with the nieces, you never know. So I think with the nieces, you're better off with a check. Sometimes, which was always thought to be very poor form. So when you have, I think grandparents have learned this with their grandchildren, aunts and uncles have learned this with their nieces, great-grandparents have learned this with their great-grandchildren. It's just, sometimes you really just don't know. You know you love them, and you know you want to give them something. And if it wasn't exactly the thing that hit the spot, well, it just, then, it didn't exactly hit the spot, but the what was really given was love. And whether it was in the form of a gift card or something else, something that didn't fit right or was the wrong color and looked too retro and didn't mean to be retro. All of that is sort of beside the point. And I did a piece about giving gifts, and let me see. And I remember finding a quote about it that I thought said a lot, because there's a whole phenomenon now of regifting. And regifting means, of course, taking and rewrapping the gift that you got, which I don't think is a terrible thing to do if it's a good match. And if you haven't used it, if you have used it, don't even think about doing that, and at least take the card out from the person who gave it to you before. But the line that I found I liked a lot, and it's sort of karmic, it's that the fragrance remains in the hand that gives the rose. So you may give somebody a really lovely gift, and they may give you nothing, or a really awful gift, or maybe they only spent a fraction of what you spent. So forget about it. You did the right thing, and it will come back to you in some other way. And if it never comes back to you in some other way, it comes back to you in the satisfaction of acting on an impulse of generosity. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, gosh dang it, I really want it to be a beautiful, snowy Christmas. I know some of you really don't like snow. I adore it. I think I'm going to drive up there, though, to Tahoe. If you are headed that way, chains might be in order. You might want to throw some of that, unless you've got a killer Jeep like mine and you can throw it in, you know, four-wheel drive. Ooh, I'm so excited. I think I'm going to go do that tonight. 12th Avenue South on 99, there's a kitten run. Couple of car crash eastbound 90 just east of Mace Boulevard. Now, northbound 99 by Calvine Road, there's a three-car crash in southbound 99. All the way down, I'm telling you, through Galt, even Stockton, when you get over there by 8 Mile, nice and slow when you get down on that trap. I-5 at J Street, nice and slow, and on into Roseville. Very slow traffic. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Elliott's Natural Foods has been serving the Sacramento area with fine nutritional supplements, premium food products, and the most up-to-date nutritional information for over 50 years. Hi, I'm Carsan Elliott for Elliott's Natural Foods. As pioneers of natural foods and supplements, Elliott's Natural Foods originated bulk food buying, custom vitamin formulations, and daily discounted prices on every item we sell. We did this so you can take care of your family the natural way at prices you can afford. At Elliott's, you get the newest nutritional information free. All you have to do is come into Elliott's in Folsom and Citrus Heights to experience the best of what we do every day. After 50 years, we know how to fulfill your nutritional goals. Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today in Folsom and Citrus Heights and experience the best service, the best information and prices, and no gimmicks. Elliott's is at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Citrus Heights and East Bidwell and Glen Drive in Folsom. Come in today.
This month, save 15% off Elliott's already discounted prices on all Source Naturals and Planetary Herb products.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, glowing skin, salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Ever since we got Sure West Broadband Services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
Oh, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys, let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Stars, Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, in
and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and we haven't even begun to talk about the tree. Are you from the fake tree school of behavior, or are you from the get a real tree school? The real tree is fighting the fake tree industry by describing them as big green toilet bowl brushes. And also, there's an online game called Attack of the Mutant Artificial Trees. Some people think that getting an artificial tree, well, it's easier, I guess. Maybe it's less expensive if you keep it over time, but it uses a lot of resources in order to make the plastic. But I like that line, that fake trees, the real tree industry, looks at fake trees as big green toilet bowl brushes. Some of the fake ones come in funky colors. There was one that is a black tree that got sold out very early in the season. If you're worried about, you know, using a tree for the purposes of being a Christmas tree, they are farmed like any other crop. So I just want to tell you that.
Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Prosecutor to dismiss these charges.
Space Shuttle Discovery is home for the holidays. This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Rape charges against three Duke lacrosse players were dropped today because the alleged victim, a stripper hired for a team party back in March, has changed her story and prosecutors have no DNA evidence. Charges of kidnapping and sexual assault remain, but defense lawyers say District Attorney Mike Nifong should give it up.
These boys are absolutely innocent. They never touched her. They were never alone with her together in any place. So it's not possible that they kidnapped her, touched her, raped her, assaulted her, or did anything else to her.
Attorney Joseph Cheshire, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen has some thoughts.
The best explanation for why the whole case wasn't dropped on the eve of this holiday weekend is that the prosecutor believes he does have decent evidence proving that the woman was sexually assaulted, even if she were not raped, and that she was held against her will during her time with the defendants. And, of course, that's a much easier case to prove than rape.
The remaining charges carry penalties of up to 30 years in prison. Now this.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ABC. In a new holiday tradition, Kobe, Phil, and the Lakers head to Miami to take on D-Wade, Riley, and the Champion Heat. Coverage begins Christmas Day at 2 Eastern.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
This afternoon's weather at the space shuttle landing sites wasn't good, but it was good enough at the Kennedy Space Center. CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us live.
Bill, they held off on a decision until the last possible moment, but it turned out to be the right call.
Houston, Discovery, we have the field in sight.
Commander Mark Polansky brought his crew home about an hour and a half ago after 13 days in orbit. For Mission Control, words of gratitude.
I want to thank you and the entry team for working things and getting us home today, and thank everybody who's been a part of this mission, and we're really looking forward to talk to them in person back home.
This wraps up a successful space station construction flight and caps a comeback year for the shuttle and station programs. NASA plans to finish the station and retire the shuttle in 2010. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
2 days after the blizzard, Denver International Airport is finally back in business.
The first flight out did nothing to help the thousands of passengers who've been waiting a long time to leave. It was a FedEx cargo plane filled with Christmas gifts, but then a Frontier Airlines flight departed for sunny Guadalajara, Mexico. It's been a sunny day in Denver, too, speeding up removal of 12-foot snowdrifts from the runways, which have been shut down the past 2 days. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Nationwide, airline officials say it will take days to clear the backlog, and some passengers might not make it home for Christmas. The U.S. military in Iraq has announced the deaths of five more troops, bringing the toll this month to 76. The troops were foremost in the president's mind today. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
At Walter Reed Army Medical Center, President Bush visited with U.S. military personnel wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan, presenting Purple Hearts to 14 of them. In fact, two got a pair of medals.
We owe them all we can give them, not only for when they're in harm's way, but when they come home.
Working on a new strategy for Iraq, President Bush has a Saturday morning meeting at Camp David with his new Defense Secretary Robert Gates to hear his assessment after 3 days in Iraq. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Next Thursday, Mr. Bush convenes the full National Security Council at his Texas ranch. In Norwalk, Ohio, a verdict today in the case of Michael and Sharon Gravel, the adoptive parents accused of forcing some of their special needs children to sleep in cages.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of child abuse, a misdemeanor of the first degree.
In all, the Gravels were convicted of seven misdemeanors and four felonies. They could face up to 5 years in prison. The defense claimed the kids were caged at night to keep them from wandering and harming themselves and each other. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Lay on high, some pumpkin pie, and we'll do some dance.
minutes after 4. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and the last one for 2006. Almost adios to 2006. Heaven in 2007. A new year is always better than the old one. At least we always hope it will be. And I will be back with you. Enid Live reconvenes on Tuesday, January the 2nd, 3 to 7. I'm off all next week. You're going to be in great hands with Air America Radio. So anything that we have to say to each other, it's our usual Fabulous Friday flea market of ideas. We've been talking about gifting, people getting bent out of shape in advance, that they might be given a gift card, and if they are, they're going to be pissed off in advance of getting that gift card. You want to join the conversation, costs you nothing to do it. It's our gift to you. We are your daily gift, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays. No, you know, they say there's no free lunch, but there is a free phone call to Enid Live. 349-1320 is the number, or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. I want to add to the conversation a lot of political stuff that we haven't yet gotten to today. First of all, something about Doolittle. Yes, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle. Well, we know we spent about $100,000 so far in legal fees, and only for a period of a few months. Not, I don't think it's for the whole year. But Josh Micah Marshall talked about John Doolittle as the guy who did more for Jack Abramoff's clients than any other lawmaker. And this is according to one of his associates. And this was having to do with a list of gifts that Jack Abramoff gave to some of the people who were really good to him. Well, he gave a $100 gift basket to Representative Dana Rohrabacher, Republican from California. Tom DeLay, I got a $250 box of Godiva chocolates. I don't think you're supposed to get, lobbyists are supposed to give anybody more than about $25 worth of gifts, I think. And what did Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle get from Jack Abramoff? Representative John Doolittle, the guy who did more for Abramoff's clients than almost any other lawmaker, according to one of his associates, got, quote, some Jerry Seinfeld CDs. Well, that's because both Jerry, yes, that's because John Doolittle is a joke, and so maybe a Jerry Seinfeld CD is exactly appropriate here. I want to talk about something that we mentioned yesterday, and guess what? It's in the news today. What has dominated, one of the conversations that has dominated the discussion this week is Dickey's response to the Iraq study group and to the meltdown in Iraq. And what he wants to do is a surge of troops, which is the same thing as an escalation, but I guess surge has a perkier sound to it. Remember, these are people who are geniuses at branding. So a surge of 30,000 to 50,000, just temporary. But as somebody pointed out, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the line, when the surge doesn't help anything, and in fact things are even worse in Iraq than they are now, you're never going to get those people out, because you're going to say, God, we can't take them out now. Things are so bad. If we take them out, they'll only get worse. So they're in there for the haul is what's going to happen. So where are we going to get 30 to 50,000 people to bulk up the military? People don't want to go. Aha. We thought yesterday, the draft, that would be one thing we could be doing, the draft. Well, this administration does not want a draft, but it's back on the table again. Apparently, the Selective Service is going to test the military draft machinery, which I don't know what that consists of, maybe an old creaky widget from the 60s. The Selective Service, the federal agency that would be integral to any draft effort by the Bush administration, will perform tests on its system equipment. Now, I don't know what its system equipment consists of. You know, maybe it was, remember, it was one of those things that goes around in a circle, like the lotto, and whoever wins the lotto or something. So I don't know. But in any event, whatever its equipment is, they're planning a comprehensive test of the military draft machinery, which has not been run since 1998. The agency is not gearing up for a draft, an agency official said, and the test itself would not be likely to occur until 2009, when probably the Democrats are in office. Bush's Secretary for Veteran Affairs, Jim Nicholson, meanwhile remarked that, quote, society would benefit should the draft return. He later issued a press release stating, quote, he does not support reinstituting a draft. Well, first he said society would benefit if the draft returned. And then when they slapped his hands, when they slapped him down, he hastily issued a press release clarifying his remarks to state that he does not support reinstituting a draft. Fear among Americans of a military draft are rising as the situation in Iraq worsens. President Bush yesterday admitted for the first time, or earlier this week actually, that the United States is not winning the war in Iraq. And he says he is seeking an expansion of U.S. armed forces. Well, what he said was, he's not winning, we're not winning, we're not losing. So I asked the question this week, what are we? Some of you answered, we're on life support. We're in a coma. We're backed in a corner. We're among the nearly comatose when it comes to this subject. President Bush's Secretary for Veteran Affairs said that society would benefit if the country brought back the draft. Would society benefit? Well, I think yes. And you know who has been talking about this? Charlie Rangel. Nobody wants it. The Republicans definitely don't want it, because if there is a draft and the children of the rich are as equally liable to be drafted as the children of the poor, then you're going to hear a lot of screaming. Then you're going to see a more pronto end to this meltdown in Iraq. This preposterous failure that we have got going on that is costing lives in Iraq. The Democrats don't want it because Democratic constituents, who will be equally as liable to have their children drafted, or their loved ones, or their brothers, or their sisters, or whomever, are going to be screaming too. Nobody wants their loved ones to be in this war. And I'm going to tell you something. If somebody had some skin in the game, I don't know that we would have a war. After 9/11, we all wanted to do something, and the only directive we got from this administration was go shopping. We all wanted to help. And then, now that we have an all-volunteer army, and I'm not sure how you can have a conscientious objector in an all-volunteer army, you'll have to explain that to me. But now that we have an all-volunteer army, and people didn't have to bestir themselves, they didn't, you only went if you signed up to go, if you believed the blandishments that the recruiters tried to shove down your throat, if you believed all of that and you thought you were really honoring the country and that this was a worthwhile endeavor, which we all knew it wasn't a worthwhile endeavor, and you believed that when they recruited you and said, you're not going to have to go to Iraq, and then they wrote it down to make it look official, and it turns out that piece of paper, that verbal contract, isn't worth the paper it's written on, 349-1320, 866-626-1320, because it doesn't matter what the recruiter tells you, the government can send you wherever it wants to send you once you're in the military. So here is the possibility of a draft. Now they're saying not until 2009, but what do you think? What would happen if there were a draft now? Maybe it's something we should push. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And then you have a report that has just been released that telling us that the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, has violated the privacy law. There is a government program called Secure Flight to screen domestic air passengers against terrorism watch lists. Apparently, it violated federal law during a crucial test phase, and this is according to a report to be issued by the Homeland Security Department's Privacy Office. The agency found that by gathering passenger data from commercial brokers in 2004 without notifying passengers, the program violated a 1974 Privacy Act requirement that the public be made aware of any changes in a federal program that affects the privacy of U.S. citizens. Well, I'm laughing because the whole idea of privacy is a little bit on the quaint side, since we don't really actually have any privacy anymore. Well, you go to the doctor's office and you get all those HIPAA forms and supposedly you have privacy, but you really don't have any privacy. All that stuff goes to your insurance providers, and I don't know what privacy you really have. And then, of course, the government's listening in on all of our phone calls. And then, if you're flying out of Phoenix, they're going to start X-raying you somewhere along the line to be sure that you're not carrying any kind of weapons of terrorism. And I don't know what the health implications are if you happen to be a frequent flyer and you happen to be frequently X-rayed, or X-rated if you also have pornography with you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So they violated your privacy. Meanwhile, I don't think they've caught one terrorist this way. Well, they caught Richard Reed, but he was busy trying to light his shoes on fire. So, that was fairly obvious. They didn't have to violate any kind of privacy issues. Now, with the Democrats, the new class of freshman Democrats, among them, our own Jerry McNerney, are really being taken under the wing of the established Democrats because they are seen to be vulnerable as House freshmen. And what they are being told is if it's a question of voting the party line or voting to make your constituency happy, vote to make your constituency happy. Now, you're not going to hear that from Republicans, but you are hearing that from Democrats. And the reason is, in some cases, the margin of victory was only 0.1%. In the case of Connecticut, I think it was only by 100 votes did the Democrat win. By 100 votes. So I never want to hear from any of you, I'm not going to do something, I'm only one person, and one person never matters. My vote won't count. Your vote will count when it's 100 votes. In Pennsylvania, Patrick Murphy won by 0.6, 0.6 of a point. Tim Mahoney in Florida won by 1.8%. Jerry McNerney won by 6.4%. And I'm sure that Richard Pombo is going to be back because he isn't going to like being a nobody again, which is well-deserved in his case. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if you should happen to receive this mailing, be careful when you get it. This is from David. Who would have guessed that answering a few census questions could make you a participant in battling the homosexual agenda? A Napa resident never imagined this when she received recently a large, important-looking envelope in the mail. She works as a legal secretary and is accustomed to handling official documents. She says, "I'm a reasonably intelligent person, but I couldn't tell what this really was." The answer is not readily apparent because on the outside it says U.S. Taxpayer Census in big letters, and then it also says in big letters, "Do not tamper. Reply within 5 days." Inside is an official-looking questionnaire. This U.S. Taxpayer Census has been specifically commissioned to gather public opinion in America's grassroots about the new Social Security Preservation Act, H.R. 219, now pending in the U.S. Congress, it says. Quote, "This census is individually registered under your name to represent Napa public opinion in California's 01 voting district. So it is critical you return it, even if you are undecided about some answers. In reality, this, quote, census is a mailer from something called the Christian Seniors Association. And of the 9 questions it asks, 6 involve a slanted look at Social Security, and 3 involve donating money to the right-wing organization. What the mailer doesn't tell you, though, at least not in so many words, is that any funds contributed to the Christian Seniors Association will, in fact, go to its parent group, the Traditional Values Coalition. The Traditional Values Coalition is a conservative Christian organization founded in 1980 by that dope, Reverend Lou Sheldon, and based in Anaheim. It calls itself, quote, the largest non-denominational grassroots church lobby in America. In fact, the Traditional Values Coalition, and this is David Lazarus reporting in the Chronicle, in fact, the Traditional Values Coalition is a platform for Sheldon's stridently anti-gay message, among other things. He is the author of The Agenda, The Homosexual Plan to Change America. Homosexual behavior is explicitly condemned in both the Old and New Testaments, he says, as an abomination, and so on and so on. So anyway, when you answer this official-looking document, this, quote, census, what you're doing is you are you are somehow supporting this anti-gay group, this fundamentalist, wacko, anti-gay group. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And it's not until you get to the really fine print that you learn that the organization, quote, is a division of Traditional Values Coalition. Is this dishonest? This church group, they can't wait to bamboozle you? They can't wait to misdirect you? They can't wait to make this look like it's a government census document that you are required to respond to, or they make you feel like you're required to respond to? How religious is that? What is? How moral is that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and the draft. What do you think about the draft? Looks like it's back in discussion again. I can't imagine that this administration will want to see the draft reinstated. But these war whores who are happy to draft your children and not the children of their friends well, you know, they're happy to have what they like to call a surge. In fact, it is an escalation. Even Joe Scarborough, who voted for President Bush, who is a Republican, he thinks that Bush is delusional. So some people are finally beginning to see that Bush is nuts. And here's my question. Let's say that Bush is delusional. Let's say that he really is delusional, that this isn't just, we're not just being funny. Let's say he's talking to the pictures in the White House and they're answering him back, sort of like what happened with Dick Nixon. What would we do then? What mechanism is in place to remove him? And supposing both he and Cheney are delusional, and how would we prove that they're both delusional, and how could we get him out of there, besides the high crimes and misdemeanors, besides the investigation? I mean, I think they're both delusional. So, how do we remove them, these two delusional people? What is the process? What would be the benchmarks for determining how delusional they really are? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Really, really slow we've got going on. Southbound 99 past Fruit Ridge Road all the way through Elk Grove and Galt. Now I-5 going the same way on J Street. There's a couple of car crash. Roseville nice and slow. Arden Way, obviously, extremely slow. In fact, if you can take another route to these places that you know are going to be extremely busy, like even downtown, the mall downtown, right there by the Capitol, that is just unbelievably packed as well. Northbound Cap City Freeway at T Street, we have a three-car crash, and there's where our obvious backup is there. We have a vehicle on fire at Madison Avenue, just west of Fair Oaks. Lisa West, Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
And now this word from our sponsor. Have you lost your appetite for politics? Not interested in big elections? Do you feel ambivalent every 4 years? You may be suffering from electile dysfunction. Now, from the leading maker of voter enhancement drugs, try new Votagra. You'll be back in the booth in no time.
Today we went around in helicopters to board operating bases in Kuwait. And, I did talk to more guys who train the Iraqi military. And I'm trying to, just report objectively what I'm hearing from people. But these guys were saying that they're really hard to train. These guys are very, very pessimistic about the whole deal.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays 9 to noon on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. You know, for many years, you and I got each day off on the right foot here on 1320 with a feel-good moment. And because you've told us that you've missed them as much as I'm happy to say that feel-good moments are back on the air. Now you and I have a full half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1320. And once again, we can thank the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. East Lawn Memorial Park has been serving families just like yours in a caring way for over 100 years. And anytime you'd like your own personal copy of something you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I certainly hope you can be here for some feel-good moments, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1320.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day,
weight, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, GoodFeet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the GoodFeet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit GoodFeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants GoodFeet, America's number one arch support.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Four 26 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. This is the last Enid Live for the year, and we will reconvene on January the 2nd, Tuesday, 3 to 7. So anything that we have to say to each other, it's our usual flea market of ideas on this fabulous Friday. And I encourage you, if you have never called Enid Live before, to do it. It doesn't cost you anything to be heard. And you will be heard by a lot of people. And the number, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Most of you have never called a radio talk show before. You've never called my show. We know that because 99.9% of you never call. And I like to even out those numbers a little bit, because the more of you who call, the more vibrant the discussion is. And you're probably incarcerated in your cars right now, the long drive somewhere. And so if you're just joining us, we've been to a lot of places so far, and we're not even halfway through the show. We have been talking about the whole idea of gifts and gift cards and people getting bent out of shape if the gift isn't exactly right. And we have been talking, too, about politics. And what happens if Dickie is so delusional, which he really is, if Dickie is so delusional that he really can't function anymore? What is the mechanism in place to pull him out? And I think Cheney is equally as delusional, so you have to pull both of them out. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things that is often brought up about Barack Obama, but you never hear it brought up, you hear John Edwards. It's used to describe John Edwards, and you hear it about Barack Obama, but you never hear it about Rudy Giuliani or Republicans. And you know what that is? What that is lack of foreign policy experience. Rudy Giuliani hasn't had any foreign policy experience, but nobody ever mentions that. But when you talk about Barack Obama, if you say, oh, well, you know, he hasn't had a lot of foreign policy experience, or John Edwards, well, he has, you know, he's cute, and he hasn't had a lot of foreign policy experience. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And Che Guevara, you thought he was dead? Well, not exactly. Target resurrected him. Target, one of our favorite places. And his picture is on a CD carrying case, his image. But the product has been pulled. And the reason it's been pulled, because there was an outcry by critics who labeled a Marxist revolutionary a murderer and a totalitarian symbol. I mean, forget it. It is such old news. He is now a T-shirt. Che Guevara is now a T-shirt. It's not any, and but a few people who screamed about it get Target to pull the CD case that bears his likeness. Target had touted a music disc carrying case for Che admirers, emblazoned with the Argentine-born guerrilla's iconic 1960 portrait by Alberto Diaz, or Corda. A set of small earphones was superimposed on the image, suggesting he was tuned into an iPod or some other music player. So they were witty about it. It is never our intent to offend any of our guests through the merchandise we carry, said Target. Boy, you talk about folding like a cheap suit. I think that they really folded. And this is the thing about these right-wingers. If they don't like it, instead of saying, you know, I'm not going to buy it, that isn't what they say. They say, I don't want you to buy it either. I think this is so bad, it's my judgment that should prevail, and they shouldn't carry it. Not you, the consumer, will have the brains to decide whether you want to have this in your possession or you don't. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Charlie in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well.
Am I on right now?
Yes, Charlie, you are on right now.
Oh, cool. Wanted to say that I got no problem wearing a T-shirt with Che Guevara on it. I'm a lefty, And I believe that that guy, you know, he gave up a pretty lucrative career as a physician to dedicate his life to people. And he treated poor people, you know, and I know that there were, I'm sure that he did some bad things, but overall, he was a good and decent person from what I understand.
All right, so what about Target pulling those CD cases that have his image on them? Does that make you think twice about shopping at Target because they folded so easily to a few some criticism?
It's so funny because I was just pulling into the Target parking lot when you were talking about the Reverend Luke Sheldon. I really was, and so I thought, you know, I'm gonna call him when I get out, and I went in and I just bought a $50 gift certificate for a friend of mine, and I came out. And
yeah, your friend's gonna be mad at you because you didn't get just the right thing.
All right, well, he's kind of a righty and everything, but. But anyway, you know, he was. I got no. I think Target's pretty off. Pretty. I want to see.
Listen, I'm a big fan of Target, and Target is Dayton Hudson, and they own. They don't anymore. Federated owns it. Marshall Field, and all that stuff. So I'm always a fan of. I like places like Target, but I have to tell you, I think they folded very too easily. And this business that right wingers can decide what merchandise is carried, and the merchandise purveyors, the retailers, are so frightened of any loss and dip in sales, they're ready to cave. I mean, what they should have said is, look, if this isn't something that you want to buy, then don't buy it. But other people may want to buy it.
Exactly, you know, and it really is. It speaks to what you were talking about before about this sneaky mailer that they have. It speaks to the fact there's a lot of little indicators that the right is losing power in this nation. It really is, you know, and of course November 7th really showed it and completed that in a lot of ways. We've got a ways to go, but, you know, if you put all those kind of things together, I think that they've had their day,
I don't know if that's true, and I think that's something we ought to toss out there and see how people respond. I don't know if they've had their day or if they have had their day and they're going to go down fighting, but I think you ignore them or you underestimate them at your own peril. I think they're a potent force. They have calling trees. They are able to raise a lot of money. I would never underestimate them, Charlie. Thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. So here is an image of Che Guevara, and then they doctored it up. It's a very, you've seen this image a million times. It's on all the T-shirts. And it's on a CD case, and what they did is they made it very witty by putting a little earplug in his ear in case he's, like, listening to an iPod. And because there was an outcry by critics who labeled a Marxist revolutionary a murderer and totalitarian symbol, they pulled the CD case. I think they caved far too easily. And this is, I think, an example of how the conservatives don't believe that you're smart enough to know what you should buy or what you should have in your possession or what you should acquire. And they're going to be the police, the morality police, and they're going to patrol what your purchases should be, and then they pressure, and it doesn't take too much for some of these organizations. They cave very easily. All right. If I were to ask you, who is more generous, conservatives, Republican conservatives, or progressives, liberals, Democrats, what would you say? What would your answer be, your intuitive answer? You would say the Democrats are more generous, but you would be wrong. You would think that progressives might be more generous, but you would be wrong. Actually, people who are conservative are more generous in terms of giving, in terms of making donations, in terms of writing out the check. And apparently it has been studied. So it's a counterintuitive sort of a situation, but here are the correlations. People who attend houses of worship regularly are 25% more likely to give and 23% more likely to volunteer. And the religious give away four times the amounts of money that the secular do. Working families without welfare support give three times as much to charity as do welfare families with the same total income. So let me give you these numbers again. People who attend houses of worship regularly are 25% more likely to give and 23% more likely to volunteer. And the religious give away four times the amounts of money that the secular do. So if in, and a lot of religions really encourage tithing and giving a percentage of your income to the church. Working families without welfare support give three times as much to charity as do welfare families with the same total income. Now, I think that's a very interesting statistic, and I'm going to tell you why I think that's interesting. Because when you are on welfare, you feel like you have nothing to give because you're taking. But if you're working and you're making the same thing as somebody on welfare, I think you feel more, to use that horrible cliche, empowered. Conservative households give 30% more to charity than liberal households do. Redistributionist liberals give about a fourth of what redistributionist skeptics give. And perhaps the most interesting of all, in states in which George W. Bush got more than 60% of the 2004 vote, charitable giving averaged 3.5% of income, as compared with states in which Bush got less than 40% of the vote, in which the giving averaged a mere 1.9% of income. And here's what we know about California. California has the richest people, more millionaires, more billionaires than any other state. It has an enormous population of the wealthy, and we give not very, you know, we give, we're pretty chintzy in the amount that we give that to charity. Californians, 349-1320, even though we're richer than any other, you know, individually, more millionaires, more billionaires than any other state. We give, percentage-wise, we're not up there. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mary in Fair Oaks, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Enid. Well, you know there are lies, damn lies, and statistics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering where you're getting these statistics.
I'm getting
about charitable giving, because I think they're suspect, and here's why. I think that if you're looking at conservatives giving to charities, well, you know what is one of the biggest charitable organizations? Religious organizations. And they are considered nonprofits, and so they are charities, and you can write off any deduction you make to your religious organization. How is that actually, that's just going back into the whole, that's not necessarily going to anything that is helping society necessarily. That just might be funding the churches.
Mary, I'm going to refer you to a book, and the book is called Who Really Cares? And it's called America's Charity Divide, Who Gives, Who Doesn't, and Why It Matters. So these are people who have studied it.
Who's backing them?
Well, you don't want to believe it. How do you know?
No,
it's
I don't.
I know
I
you don't.
Don't,
but I think before you decide that it's not correct information, you need to look at the information. You're getting mad in advance.
No, I'm suspicious only because I want to know who wrote the book. Who are these people? Are they affiliated with anyone?
Well, why don't you go and look at the book? It's just been reviewed in the Wall Street Journal, and the conclusion...
Oh, and we know how conservative they are. Come on.
Mary, I'm going to stop you right now because you don't know what you're talking about. And let me tell you why you don't know what you're talking about. If you knew about the Wall Street Journal and really knew about it, what you would know is that on the editorial pages, it's very conservative, but in its regular reporting, it is very straightforward. So when you want to poo-poo the Wall Street Journal, at least arm yourself with the facts.
Okay, well, Enid, every time someone disagrees with you, you tell them they don't have the facts.
I'm telling you don't have the facts. If you don't want to trust the Wall Street Journal, I'm not talking about their editorial pages. I'm talking now about some of the other pages. So if you want to, you already called in and you were already loaded for bear. You don't trust these statistics. Now, if they're incorrect, that's fine, but you haven't investigated it at all.
And neither of you. You're reading a press release.
No, I'm not reading a press release, which goes to show how...
You read the book?
No. I'm not reading the press release, Mary. But you know what? Before you call, do me a favor, darling. Arm yourself with the facts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
And arm yourself with a blinker. Maybe one of those books, you know, you see them when you go to the DMV. It tells you how to drive. You know those things?
In California, can I tell you, turn signals appear to be optional.
I swear to whoever it is that I can swear to. Enid Goldstein, that's who I'm swearing to. It's really interesting because, honestly, I get some of this information and I find out that it has to do with blinker usage or incorrect lane changing. I feel really bad because we are really jam-packed people. We need to slow down here. Northbound Cap City Freeway at T Street. We got a couple of car crash. There's no injuries, thank God, but there are emergency vehicles that are blocking all of those lanes. Southbound 99, southbound I-5, northbound Cap City Freeway going the other way, right by Arden Way, 50 over top of the mountain, and on the way to Roseville, we're talking weekend holiday jam-packed, so slow down. Enid Live will continue.
The people have spoken.
It's radio in the left zone.
You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living?
It's no coincidence that people gather around the kitchen this time of year. It's the most festive place in the home, because that's where the food is. Safeway helps bring your guests together in the spirit of great food. We have everything you need for a fabulous meal, the centerpiece of your holiday party. Like juicy, succulent ham. Get a butcher's cut premium whole or shank half ham for just 99 cents a pound. Or you can get butcher's cut spiral sliced whole or half ham for only $1.99 a pound. Offers available with your club card while supplies last. Limit 2. To make your party even more festive, Safeway has lots of fun, clever ways to incorporate food into your decor. We have the ideas, easy steps, everything you need, the holidays, and food. Safeway helps you bring out the best of both.
What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others, filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
We'll be right back.
mommy doing that to Santa Claus. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. 349-1320-866-626-1320. There was a school that sent out a note to kids that said there was no Santa. The kids were 5 years old. Isn't that mean? You can join the conversation. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We have Mary. She's been out of shape. She does not like the tenor of this book. The book is by a guy who I think is a liberal, and his name is Arthur Brooks. The book is called Who Really Cares? America's Charity Divide, Who Gives, Who Doesn't, and Why It Matters. And the assumption that the author of this book went into the writing of the book was that conservatives are stingy and progressives are not, are generous. It is the sort of common sense, it's sort of what we feel is intuitively the case, that the political left is more compassionate than the political right, and that America is a remarkably ungenerous nation by world standards. So he goes in with this assumption, and then they do some research, and the Wall Street Journal, reviewing the book, says that he speaks here with the authority of a liberal who has been mugged by the data. These are not the sorts of conclusions, said the author, I ever thought I would reach. He notes, referring to his assumptions when he started examining charitable behavior 10 years ago, he fully expected to find confirmation at every turn that political liberals cared more about others than conservatives did. But his empirical findings simply refused to comply with his expectations. Rerunning analyses, gathering new data, double-checking for technical error, nothing changed the results. In the end, he admits, I had no option, he says, but to change my views. By consulting a wide range of metrics, ranging from rates of charitable giving to hours of volunteer work donated, the author, Arthur Brooks, concludes that four distinct forces appear to have primary responsibility for people to behave charitably. Religion, skepticism about the government's role in economic life, strong families, and personal entrepreneurship. Those Americans who have all four, or at least three, are much more likely to behave charitably than those who do not. So let me give you the four benchmarks. Religion, skepticism about the government's role in economic life, strong families, and personal entrepreneurship. Those Americans... the author of the book concludes, who have all four or at least three are much more likely to behave charitably than those who do not. The correlations are strong and unmistakable. For example, people who attend houses of worship regularly are 25% more likely to give and 23% more likely to volunteer. And the religious give away four times the amount of money that the secular do. Working families without welfare support give three times as much to charity as do welfare families with the same total income. Conservative households give 30% more to charity than liberal households do. Now, it may be your church charity, but it's still charity. So is that a bad thing? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. And in California, we have more millionaires and billionaires in the state than in any other state. And guess what? Our level of charitable giving in this state is fairly low vis-a-vis the number of millionaires and billionaires who reside here. And in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Enid. Hello. I'm a progressive liberal, and I'm wondering, this gentleman that's written this book, the charitable giving. I give lots and lots of money to Sierra Club in RDC, a lot of environmental groups, and I'm not sure that information or that information was in his book. I mean,
I haven't seen the book. I'm only looking at his conclusions, but I'm sure he factored that in. I would be surprised if he didn't. Well, that is charitable giving. It isn't only just charitable giving to your church or to your synagogue or your house of worship. There are lots of forms of charitable giving. Why would that be factored out?
Well, I'm hoping that it wasn't, but I know that as a progressive liberal, that's one of the, I donate quite a bit to the environment or environmental causes. And I'm a social worker also, and I donate a lot of volunteer hours to work with kids in foster care.
They are assessing how much you spend volunteering. The time that you volunteer.
My volunteer work is not recorded, let's say. But I'm just wondering about the book and what he considers charitable giving, Is it environmental or is it church? I mean,
now,
I don't know.
Now, you are the second caller, but the first, Mary, was far more angry. You are skeptical, and she was angry. And what I am thinking is that it's such a deeply held belief that progressives or the left is more compassionate than the right that everybody is getting very upset if this, in fact, is, turns out to be the case as he is saying. And he went in with the assumption that the left would be more compassionate and more charitable than the right.
Well, I'm disappointed in his results. I'm assuming that he did a very, very good job of getting all the information and correlating the statistical information that he got and made and with the information that he's got, he's obviously made these assumptions. I don't know. I just know.
All right. What if he's right? What if his research is impeccable? Mary just got mad, and so she dissed me. She dissed the Wall Street Journal. You know, this is just a press release, which it's not. It's a book review. But what does that say? I think maybe it says that he may have hit. Maybe he found something. Maybe he hit the nail on the head. Maybe if it's true, if he's
if it's true,
he tells a funny story at the beginning of the book. The reviewer does. Back in my misspent youth, he said, I helped manage a political campaign. My candidate was, like myself, an energetic liberal Democrat, and we ran a summer-long door-to-door campaign throughout the sprawling district. I accompanied the candidate on his daily outings, recording data about every visit. They included the party registration, etc. After a number of weeks of this ceaseless contact with our would-be constituents, both of us noticed something disturbing. There was a consistent disparity between what we expected and what we found in the people we met. Self-labeled liberals would, at most, dutifully proclaim their support for our candidacy, but they were often curt and ungenerous with their time and money. Conservatives, who looked upon our ideas with suspicion, nevertheless were quite willing to talk with us about them, not to mention offering us glasses of water, inviting us into their porches and into their homes, and otherwise treating us with courtesy and respect. The candidate himself mused to me one day as we sat on a curb together, if I'm ever hit by a car, I sure as hell hope the next guy to come along will be a conservative. I asked him why. Simple, he said. Let me finish. Simple, he said. A liberal will blame the unsafe conditions of the highways, blame budget cuts, and keep driving. A conservative will get out of his car and help. And these are liberal Democrats. So is this right? And if it is right, what is this? I he might be onto something, because I know a lot of people who pay a lot of lip service, but they don't actually do the hard work of it.
That's true. They would like the government to do the work, so to speak.
But, yeah.
Which is where I, as a progressive liberal, I would like the government to step in and do more work for the kids that I work with in foster care. I would like the government to put more safeguards in on environmental protection, specifically for California. I mean, but that's a government that I would like to work for me in that respect. But I give, as I say, to environmental causes, and I give a lot of my time to social services.
Are you affiliated with any house of worship?
Pardon me?
Are you affiliated?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you don't fall into that category that he...
No.
Okay, well, Anne, God bless you for being so generous. And you may be the last liberal who is. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Is that what they were doing in the back seat? They saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. That's why they got in an accident south on 99.
That's what was going on. A whole lot of shaking going on in that
Mama,
back seat.
Stop kissing Santa Claus right now by Sutterville Road. Anyway, blocking freeway service there. Eastbound 50 on Howe Avenue. Let's see, Fair Oaks Boulevard, Wellworth Lane. Never said that one before. A three-car crash you've got there. Northbound Cap City Freeway at T Street. Well, you know about that one. Very slow. Eastbound I-80 at Madison Avenue. Eastbound I-80 at Riverside. Westbound I-80 at Wimmer. All very, very, very slow there. Enid Live will continue Friday. It is a weekend. I can hardly wait. At AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid. Call her now at 349-1320. You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, where you get a liberal dose of the truth applied daily, because it's your right to listen to the left.
High News 10 now. I'm Dale Shornack. Planes are taking off and landing again at the Denver airport, the nation's fifth busiest. A snowstorm shut it down for the past 2 days, but airlines say it's still going to take days to clear the backlog of stranded travelers. And now storms are causing more delays at Chicago, Cleveland, and Washington, D.C. A tiger at the San Francisco Zoo attacked a worker today, apparently during a feeding. No word on the extent of any injuries. Join us tonight for News 10 at 5.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin and Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover...
A surprise development today in the Duke lacrosse case. And as CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman reports, it's prompted the defense to demand that all the charges be dropped.
Hey, these boys are absolutely innocent. They never touched her.
The rape charges are gone.
They were never.
But lawyers representing Duke's three lacrosse players are still angry.
Do the honorable thing in this case, because there isn't a case to bring.
Prosecutor Mike Nifong dropped the rape charges after the alleged victim changed her story again yesterday and told a state investigator she now can't recall having forced sexual intercourse. But all three players still face charges of sexual assault and kidnapping.
Conviction on those charges could mean 30 years in prison. A trainer at the San Francisco Zoo might lose one of her arms after a tussle with a tiger. Officials say the woman was attacked by a female Siberian tiger at feeding time this afternoon. Space Shuttle Discovery is back on the ground and right where NASA wanted it to be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. CBS News correspondent Peter King is there and joins us live.
Commander Mark Polansky and his crew took a walk around and underneath the ship that got them home a couple of hours ago.
We just want to go ahead and thank everybody for helping get us back to the Kennedy Space Center. Discovery is a beautiful vehicle. We're happy that we were able to bring her home safely and that she can process here at the Kennedy Space Center for her next mission.
It was a long day of weather watching. Mission managers had to decide where to land. Backup sites in California and New Mexico were up and running, but in the end, clouds and rain stayed far enough away to bring Discovery and the crew back here, which was the plan all along. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Flights have resumed at Denver International Airport, but after 2 days of being snowbound, Frontier Airlines spokesman Andrew Hudson says there's a tremendous backlog.
I wish I had a 1-800 number to Mother Nature, but unfortunately, these are just the types of things you got to do as an airline to recover. And I know it's frustrating, it's aggravating, and I know it's not news people want to hear when you tell them that they're not going to be flying home for Christmas.
Likely to be among them is Karen Lewis.
I've been standing in line to rebook for 3 hours, and it looks like another 3 hours before I'll get to the counter. I'd like to get out to see my grandchildren, but I may not get out until next week, but it's still worth it.
After an 11-week strike, Goodyear Tire and Rubber has a tentative agreement to bring back 12,600 union workers. They're represented by the United Steelworkers. Spokesman Wayne Rannick says Goodyear would postpone the closing of its plant in Tyler, Texas, giving workers time to take retirement buyouts.
We believe that in this tentative agreement, this issue is adequately addressed by a company finance trust that will start off with in excess of $1 billion.
If the deal's ratified, the strike could be over by January 3rd. On Wall Street, the Dow down 78 points to close out the week at 12,343. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, I love you. This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Some Marines returning from duty overseas are home for Christmas thanks to the kindness of a stranger. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has the story.
Four Marines headed home to Illinois from Okinawa for Christmas got stuck in San Francisco. Weather problems. They wanted to rent a car to complete their journey, but under 21, they needed an older driver. And it just so happened an older guy overheard their problem.
It absolutely blew the boys away because none of them were old enough to rent a car. And this gentleman said, hey, I can, and I'm headed there. Let's do it.
Glenda Zimmerman is thrilled that Navy vet Paul Deans helped bring her Marine son home for the holidays.
Thank God it's like a guardian angel sent to us to get him home safe and sound and in time for Christmas.
John Harchie, CBS News.
A happy ending in Gary, Indiana, where Walter Mason's car with presents for his five kids was stolen Monday. Lots of people called Mason and his wife offering replacement gifts and money, but then a bartender in another town called to say their car was parked out back. All the stuff was still inside. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 today, and I'm taking next week off. I will be back with you. We will reconvene in the new year. So this is our last 2006 broadcast, our last Enid Live for the year. You'll be in great hands with Air America Radio. You'll have wonderful radio to sustain you until we can get back to discuss things in our usual full-throttled way. And speaking of which, you can always join the conversation. Doesn't cost anything to do it. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We've been talking about a number of things. And the most recent is this book, written by somebody who started out with the liberal point of view, and by the time he was finished with it, and it has apparently struck a nerve, and we now have a little bit more time to talk about it. So a lot of you are furious with what this book is saying. You don't believe it, and you're getting mad at me, and you can call and vent if you want. The name of the book is Who Really Cares? And the subtitle is America's Charity Divide, Who Gives, Who Doesn't, and Why It Matters. The author of the book is a man named Arthur C. Brooks, and he goes into the book with the assumption that, and it's being the book is being reviewed by a liberal, by the way, in the Wall Street Journal. And the author goes into the book with the following assumption as he's writing the book, that the left is more generous, more charitably minded than the right is, political right. But when he actually does the research here, it turns out that turns out not to be the case, and the author himself said that he was forced, he said, I had no option but to change my views in the face of the empirical data. So, if Brooks is right, our era's common sense of the matter that the political left is more compassionate than the political right and that America is a remarkably ungenerous nation by world standards is demonstrably inaccurate. The line of separation in this country is not between the haves and the have-nots, but between the gives and the give-nots, between those Americans who respond to social needs with their own money and time and those who do not. And I want to tell you something. I know a lot of liberal progressives left. They have money, and they don't really give much to anybody. They don't volunteer much, and they don't give much. They're busy living as high as they possibly can on what they've got, and sometimes I think there's a high level of paycheck-to-paycheck living. And I do know people who fit into that category. Now, what surprises me is the depth of the anger of some of you who have called in as though I wrote the book. I didn't write the book. I haven't examined the research. But let's just assume for purposes of discussion that the author is correct. I mean, we don't know if he's correct, but he thinks he's correct. And the new book has just been published. And let's just assume that he is correct. Why are you getting so angry? Why are you, people are calling up and you guys are bent out of shape. Why? And then you're even taking it out on your goddess here. So the line of demarcation, apparently, is not the haves and the have-nots, but the gives and the gives and the give-nots. The Brooks speaks here with the authority of a liberal who's been mugged by the data, which is, of course, what they how they describe neocons, a liberal mugged by reality. The author of the book, Arthur Brooks, says, these are not the sorts of conclusion I ever thought I would reach, referring to assumptions when he started examining charitable behavior 10 years ago. He fully expected to find confirmation at every turn that political liberals cared more about others than conservatives did. But, he says, his empirical findings simply refused to comply with his expectations. Rerunning analyses, gathering new data, double-checking for technical error, nothing changed the results. In the end, he admits, I had no option but to change my views. Let's just assume that his research is correct. By consulting a wide range of metrics, ranging from rates of charitable giving to hours of volunteer work and so on, he came to these conclusions. And so here are the correlations. Let me give them to you again. The correlations are strong and unmistakable. For example, people who attend houses of worship regularly are 25% more likely to give and 23% more likely to volunteer. And the religious give away four times the amounts of money that the secular do. Now, they may give to religious organizations, but nonetheless, they are donating. They are giving. Maybe if you believe, you know, William James, the great psychologist, said about religion, if you believe in God, it is the as if. You believe as if God exists, and it conditions your behavior. If you believe there is no God, you believe as if there is no God. And that conditions your behavior. So if you are strongly religious, you might be, and they're always asking for donations, and churches need to be funded, and synagogues need to be funded, and mosques need to be funded, maybe you are more likely to give. Conservative households give 30% more to charity than liberal households. Redistributionist liberals give about a fourth what redistributionist skeptics give, and I don't know what that distinction is. So there it is. Perhaps most interesting of all, in states in which Dickey got more than 60% of the vote, charitable giving averaged 3.5% of income, as compared with states in which Dickey got less than 40% of the vote, in which the giving averaged a mere 1.9% of income. Now, you can argue, and I don't know how this would skew the statistics, that in the blue states the income would be different than in the red states. But if you're a statistician, you'll have to explain how that might alter the outcome. 349-1320, we have a line open. 866-626-1320. What if this author is correct? What if he's right? Why are you so angry about it? Red, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Having a nice holiday?
I'm having a wonderful holiday.
Good. Wonderful. Listen, I'm not surprised at all that some of your callers have gotten very upset and angry. True or untrue, I think the interesting thing is that progressives and liberals often feel that they're somehow immune to the same kind of blindness about their own behavior that their conservative opposition suffers from. And because we're smart or because we're progressive, that doesn't make us immune to having our blood boiled if we find the truth about us may not be what we want it to be. So in that, I'm not surprised at all that people are getting upset. What surprises me is that you brought it up.
Why? Why are you surprised that I brought it up? I bring up everything.
I know, but you haven't read it. It hasn't been reviewed. It is
being reviewed. This is the review that I'm quoting from.
I know, but it's obviously a sales review, not a...
No, it's not a sales review.
No,
and see, I hate to be accused. I don't sit around here reading press releases without telling you what I'm reading. If I'm reading you a press release, it's because something as preposterous is in it. I'm not a flack here for this book or for this... So let's clarify it right now, Red, before you insult me further. This is a book. This is a review in the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is one of our premier publications, and this is a reviewer who identifies himself as a liberal Democrat.
Okay, and we'll need to find out.
So you do a little research on your own, but I'll tell you who Arthur Brooks is, and I thank you for the call. Arthur Brooks is a professor of public administration, director of nonprofit studies program at the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs, Syracuse University. So he has written this book, and he didn't expect to come to these conclusions, but he said the surprising truth about compassionate conservatism. So he has come to these conclusions. Now, according to the reviewer, who identifies himself as a liberal, Brooks didn't expect this to be the conclusion. Now, whether his studies are faulty or not, let's, for the purposes of discussion, assume that he might be right. If he's just wrong, and you are very aware, if he's just wrong in his research, and you are confident that the left is really more charitable and more compassionate than the right, why would you get so angry? There wouldn't be any reason to be angry about it. I think people are getting angry because at bottom they have a question about it, and they don't want anybody to substantiate what might be their fear on the subject. If you're confident that the left is far more charitable, far more compassionate than the right, you're not going to get pissed off at me. Tell me I'm a flack for this book or that I'm reading the press release. I'm not reading the press release. I'm reading a review in today's Wall Street Journal. So what if he's right? If he's not right, we'll find that out soon enough. But it's certainly a fascinating idea, and it upends what we know about ourselves. I will say that I think that there is a streak of narcissism in the left. There's a streak of boomer, you know, it's like, I have good thoughts, so therefore I don't actually have to act on those good thoughts. I think good thoughts toward others, but, you know, I don't really have to write the check, and I don't have to roll up my sleeves and do the work. Ashwin, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. I think it's good that you brought the book up because, hey, isn't that what the left is all about controversy and thinking about things and talking it out and all that? And the way this researcher has gone about it, now I don't know anything about it. I haven't read the book. I will, though. I will read the book now that she's been brought up. But what I want to see talked about is kind of like the scientists and a lot more of the scientists, when they go about things, they think the outcome will be something, but when it becomes different, the scientists don't go and debunk it. They look at the methods and they look at if it's true or not. And the only thing I have an issue is when America's generosity towards the world community, that's the only one I have an issue with.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last sentence.
The only issue I have is the America's generosity to the world community.
It's muddled. I'm not understanding. The only issue you have is what, Ashwin? Speak slowly, because I can't hear it.
It is our generosity to the world community. In dollar amount, we donate a far higher dollar than any other nation, but as a percentage of our GDP, we are far below than quite a few nations, some nations whose economies are really way lower than ours.
All right. Well, we'll see. Well, you know, as we examine the data, but I do, Ashwin, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Arthur C. Brooks is a professor of public administration, director of the nonprofit studies program at Syracuse University. Now, he's going to be a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and I think that is a right-wing organization. He has a Ph.D., and he has published many articles and books on the connections between culture, politics, and economic life in America. He speaks frequently in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. And, well, all right, here's the tip-off. He's a regular contributor to the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. His latest book is entitled Who Really Cares? The Surprising Truth About Compassionate Conservatism. He's currently working on a new book about the government's impact on citizens' happiness, as well as a textbook on social entrepreneurship. Now, presumably, his research, even though it looks like to me he tilts right, he expected when he went in to do the research that he would find that liberals were more compassionate and more giving in their charity than the right, that the political left would be more giving. And he says that turns out not to be the case. Now, I hope he hasn't slanted his research. I hope he hasn't figured out that this is just a very perky way to sell a book. I hope this is actually based on serious research, but if it is, then it tells us that progressives talk about being more generous, but don't put their money where their mouths are. 349-1320, Jackie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I think this research, the findings on this research make a lot of sense. The worldview of conservatives is that when people have problems, charitable giving is how you solve them. Liberals think society should solve them, government should solve them. And I know as a liberal, I don't find myself donating to charities so much, but I donate to political action groups that are going to put in national health care and that are going, you know, which is compassionate as well. It's just taking a different direction. So I think it's a difference in worldview of how problems should be solved.
Well, you could be right about that. Now, Jackie, why are people so angry? I've got a lot of angry callers today who think...
Well, because I think that the way he's concluding his research is saying, well, the left is less compassionate, and I think that's a false conclusion.
Well, he's saying that the left is less charitable.
Charitable, which sounds like it's an insult, you know, but instead I think what he should say is the way we approach helping people is different.
Well, wait a minute. If you measure charity by how much you give, what percentage of your income you give, and how many hours you donate as a volunteer, what's wrong with using that as a measure?
Well, I mean, it's fine. It's, you know, linguistically fine.
No, not linguistically fine. It's actual. Can you call yourself charitable when you don't give very much in terms of time or money? You can think charitable thoughts, but if you don't actually walk the walk, then how can you consider yourself charitable? You may want to consider it, but the evidence doesn't back you up.
Well, I'm wondering if he's considering walking picket lines and precincting and that kind of stuff when you do it from a social justice motivation.
I don't think that's the same. Jackie, I don't think that's the same as sitting down and writing the check or volunteering. And I think it's maybe the way progressives try to con themselves into believing they're doing more than they are. It's very nice to act in political actions and all of that, but it's not the same as being charitable.
No, it's actually addressing the real problem instead of just...
No, it's not the same. It's another way of attacking it. How can you call it being charitable?
It's more effective at addressing social problems than tossing some money at people so that they can eat for a day.
I think you are rationalizing to yourself your lack of charity by saying, well, I walk a picket line, so it's just as good, if not better.
Well,
are you? I'm asking now. You know, don't let me get away with it. I'm asking you, are you rationalizing by saying, I don't write the check because I'm walking the picket line? That's not the same as rolling up your sleeves and mentoring a student who really needs help. It's not the same as doing some kind of community service. It's not the same as sitting down and writing the check. It's something else, but it's not the same, and it's a different category.
Well, it may be a different category, but I think the goal is to help people in both instances. And I know when I do the charity work or I put the check to the charity, I don't feel as if I'm being as useful as when I try to change society to make it so that we don't need the charity.
You're always going to need the charity. That is never going to go away.
Well, not as long as we have capitalism. That is absolutely
there. You are. I don't know that there has ever been a society where we didn't all help each other in one way or another. I thank you, Jackie, for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Is this a way that we rationalize the fact that we don't want to do the work, but we have really nice thoughts? You know, it's like these people who are fundamentalists or conservatives who don't want to. They don't want to go fight in Iraq, but they put up these, you know, double flags in their vehicles, and they've got everybody's wearing a ribbon and everybody, you know, we're supporting the troops, and they don't do diddly. So you've got liberals, progressives, us, and we think we're being charitable because we think the best thoughts. Oh, we think everybody should be this and that, but we don't roll up our sleeves, we don't volunteer, and we don't write the checks. Apparently not in the same, not to the same degree that conservatives do. If this research is as accurate as he purports it to be, Jim in Lockford, hi, you're live with Enid.
Good. Hello, Enid. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Same to you, my dear. I think your last caller had some level of truth to what she was saying. But I wanted to throw in one other thing. And that is, for the last 10, 12 years, ever since Clinton and started falling apart and we've had this regime that's been running our country, I truly believe that pessimism has something to do with it, too. And I think liberals and progressive people have become more pessimistic because of the incredible disaster that the last 8 years has put us through and what we've seen. And I think liberal people are becoming more pessimistic.
But how does that translate into charity?
Pardon me?
How does that translate into being charitable?
I think it's just a general attitude. You talked about people being angry.
Well, you could also make the comment, if things are going poorly, then it's a time to really dig in and make them better instead of succumbing to the pessimism. You know, if things are going badly, you say, got to roll up my sleeves, got to get that shovel out, got to shovel out of here, got to help people, got to make them see the light, got to do something, got to write the check.
Yeah, if you've got a positive attitude, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, but I just wanted to throw that in as a possibility. And I think Jackie had something also about progressives wanting the political system and wanting the government to take care of us in a better way to make charity unnecessary. But I just want
charity is never going to be unnecessary. And I think you can also cross that line so that you've got a rationalization. Well, if government will do it, I don't have to write the check. I don't have to roll up my sleeves. We'll have Head Start instead. I don't have to mentor a kid. And you can keep yourself at arm's length, and you can continue to rationalize that you really are a charitable, giving, and generous human being. That's what I think. That's what I think that liberals can often do.
I'll say one parting thing to you, Enid. I'm glad you're being devil's advocate right now, because if, in fact, the results are valid, then we need to shake ourselves up a bit, don't we?
And that's right, and that's what the conversation is all about. What if he's right about this? I don't know if his research is as top level as he would have us believe, but supposing he's right, is there some truth to what he has to say, and is it time for us to look at ourselves in the mirror?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. We have one line open. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic, southbound 99, southbound I-5, northbound 99, northbound Cap City Freeway, westbound I-80 just east of Reed, westbound I-80 Eureka, Broadway en route to southbound 99, northbound I-5 Elkhorn Road, and eastbound 58 Howe Avenue, there's a three-car crash there. Northbound Cap City Freeway at T Street, been going on for a while. There are no injuries, however, it looks like there's a lot of debris and stuff on the roadway, and emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Here at Hyundai, we're challenging Honda and Toyota head-on. At the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event, it's your last, best, biggest chance to save big and lease a 2007 Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month. That's a $199 lease on the fuel-efficient Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features and more interior space than Accord. And Hyundai's award-winning quality is backed by America's best warranty. Come see how we challenge Honda and Toyota. We're up to the challenge, and you'll be able to lease a new Sonata for only $199 a month. But only if you hurry. The event ends soon. Lease the award-winning Hyundai Sonata for only $199 a month for 30 months with an initial payment due at signing of $1,998. Only at the Hyundai Challenge year-end sales event.
See dealer for limited warranty and offer details. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-800-564-1560 for lease details. Offers 1207.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. You know, for many years, you and I got off on the right foot here on 1320 every day with a feel-good moment. And because you've told us that you miss them as much as I have, I'm happy to say that feel-good moments are back. Now you and I have a full half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1320. And once again, we can thank the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. For over 100 years, East Lawn has been bringing peace of mind to area families just like yours. For your own personal copy of something you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I'll see you Saturday and Sunday morning at 8, right here on 1320, when you and I can share some feel-good moments.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others. Filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation. And if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live and the last Enid Live for 2006. Heaven in 2007. We reconvene on Tuesday, January 2. I'm taking the week off. You'll be able to access Air America very easily, and you'll have wonderful radio as always. And we will be back with Enid Live 3 to 7 on Tuesday, January 2nd. To inaugurate the new year. The lines are completely full. When they open up, I'll give the numbers again. And I hope you're doing your homework assignments and you're incarcerated in your car, a lot of you, because traffic is so hideous right now. But we can keep each other company and amuse ourselves together. We're talking about a book by a professor named Arthur Brooks, Who Really Cares? America's Charity Divide. It's not the haves and the have-nots. It's about the people who give and those who don't. And he went into the doing the research for the book believing that conservatives are not generous and not compassionate, but that the left is more generous and the right is less generous. And to his amazement, he found that the right is more likely to be charitable, more so than the left. And some of you are really angry with me for discussing this. Now, I don't know how good his research is. It's a book that's reviewed in today's Wall Street Journal. And Wall Street Journal is, of course, one of our premier publications. The professor does have some left leanings, or some right leanings. And so maybe all his research has been colored. But, you know, there's a kernel of truth in here. He might be right. I think sometimes the left thinks good thoughts, but we don't actually want to roll up our sleeves and do the work. Maybe that's why the religious right has been so successful. They get up. They have calling trees. They write letters. You know, they get Tarjay to pull the CD case with the picture, the image of Che Guevara on it. 349-1320 is the number, which you can't get in right now, but you will. Erin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Ian.
Hi. I'm glad you brought this up. I'm going to take a serious look at it because I happen to have taken a few courses in statistics, and I know a little bit about this. And I want to address some of this basic issue. I would think that organized conservatives, people who organize themselves into churches, as they're wont to do, are going to be better and make sure that they document every dollar, every hour, everything that they do, and their church mailings that go without needing postage, and their reduced or no property taxes that they pay. Sierra Club is no longer...
We're not talking about entities, Erin. We're talking about individuals. So are you saying then that if you belong to a religious organization of some, a temple, a church, a synagogue, a mosque, that your giving is going to be more documented than if you don't?
Right. And I can compare, if I may, I am a bleeding heart liberal. I have... There was an occasion where I gave $200 to a woman with three kids because she had just been abandoned by her husband, and she came home with her newborn baby, and he had split. I didn't have all that money, but I gave it to her. There was another time when I was working. I bought a new car, and I didn't know her well, but there was a woman who had gotten rehab out of drugs and was trying to get her two boys back. And she was trying to get a job, but she needed a car to get a job. I just gave her that car.
Now, well, this is wonderful, but can I ask you, and I don't know whether you're typical or you're atypical, can I ask you what percentage you give every year of what you have? Do you volunteer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, maybe you are somebody...
And none of it is documented. You understand, nowhere does that show up on anyone's records. I don't write it down. It's not even a deductible.
What kind of volunteering do you do?
I volunteer. I happen to have an ECE specialist credential with emotionally disturbed preschool kids, and I know two children of that age, and the one parent that has custody, I say, I will cover you on weekends, I will cover you, and I just go over, or they drop the child off with me, and I am there, and I model behavior for the parent to teach them how to deal with it. and I take it for nothing.
Erin, I think this is really wonderful, and this is excellent of you. I don't know, you know, I don't know how they did the research, and I'm glad that you're doing so much. But I think it's an interesting intellectual proposition, and I have a feeling there might be more truth to it than we want to admit. And I do thank you for the call and your fine work. 349-1320. We have a line open. Huey in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey.
You know, I think there's more than a grain of truth to this research. Now, I'm neither a liberal nor a conservative. I characterize myself as a populist more than anything else. But I think, though, that what we need to do is look at this reality and see how to use it. I mean, I think that conservatives do give more to charities, but I think then that progressive candidates should keep that in mind when they're making outreach, when they're running for office. Not every conservative is as mean-spirited as John Doolittle. And I think that this is something that...
You know, it's very possible that you can be mean-spirited and still give. Write the check. I mean, those two are not mutually exclusive. There are people who are mean-spirited, but they write the check because it's expected, whether it comes from their heart or because they're a member of a religious institution, it's expected. You have to tithe a certain amount. You are expected to do this or that if you want to be in good standing with the community. So, you know, I don't, and there are other people who have a great heart, but they don't do anything, and they don't get up before noon either.
Well, you know, that's true, but I think... I think it's important to distinguish between sociological good thoughts and personal good thoughts.
There's, you know, I'll tell you what is important to distinguish between the people who talk it and the people who sit down and do it. That's really the real distinction. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, this is, I'm on now?
Yes, you are. Welcome.
Hi, I thought that, I think, I saw an article earlier than the Wall Street Journal article in which that study that you were talking about didn't actually completely correct for wealth, and that the conservatives that were being identified were oftentimes individuals with more wealth, and that makes sense that certainly more charity would be given.
No, I don't think you and I are talking about the same studies, because this is a study that is just principally involved with this book. So he's done the study, and then he has written the book.
It came out just a few days ago. It was in the Sacramento Bee, an article, very similar subject, and I don't think it's correct.
I missed that, and I don't know if we were talking about the same book or not, or the same research. But tell me what your point is.
Yeah, my comment is that I agree with your premise completely that we should all give more, especially we should put our thoughts of virtue in practice, especially if we are liberals as I am. But the fact is that in this country, charity in its actual form is a business deduction, or it's a personal deduction on your taxes, and it's going to be the conservative that's going to be the most aware of that, especially at the end of the year.
All right, wait. So the reason that the conservative is giving is because he can take a tax deduction. But you know what? So can the progressive get the tax deduction?
Well, sure they can, but the motivation for most charitable giving, unfortunately, I would like it to be, but is to get a tax.
Well, wait a minute. Then can it be said that if you're
more aware of those?
Yeah, but that's, so you're rationalizing it too, John. You're saying, well, you know, liberals are, or progressives are more compassionate, and they're not doing it for the tax deduction, so therefore they don't do it. I think that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I think you're right. I think we should do more. But I think if you're wondering why it happens, it's because of two reasons. One is that a conservative is going to be self-defined, first of all, and that's usually going to be someone who is very concerned about finances, and they're going to be more aware of things like tax deductions. The second thing one of your earlier callers said, and I think you misunderstood her, was that people that are identified with churches, which are tax-deductible charities, some of these charities are not the kind of charities you and I would give to. They might be religious charities that don't necessarily accomplish a liberal goal. But
what is the point? John, we've got a full board of callers, so cut to
most likely.
John, darling, cut to the chase, please, because we have tons of people who want to weigh in on this.
Excuse me?
Cut to the chase, please, because we have tons of people who want to weigh in on this.
Is this Enid?
It is.
Yeah, my point is that, number one, that most conservatives are going to give the tax deduction for fiscal reasons.
Yes.
I wish that wasn't the case.
You
and
said
the
that.
Earth-related giving is oftentimes not liberal, but that is charitable and does qualify.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320. What difference is it if you're giving to the church or you're not? It's a charitable kind of a deduction. I don't get why that is somehow minimizing the gift that you're giving. Anthony in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, I would agree pretty much almost totally with John in that the conservatives are more likely to be aware of the tax consequences of giving a charitable contribution.
Well, but you know what? You get a tax break too if you're a Democrat. And if you let me make this argument, Anthony. If you are of a genuinely compassionate nature, what do you care about the tax break anyway? You're going to give because it's the right thing to do and because the need is there.
You're making my point for me, but I also think that there's a certain laziness to those of us that do that in that because we don't care so much, we don't realize that were we to report that, maybe we could do more. Maybe we could do double B if we got the tax.
You're saying that we give as much, but we don't report it? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
I don't think you're right. I think you just want to believe that. What if you're not right? What if you're not right and we don't give as much, but we just want to think that we're giving as much?
That's quite possible because I think there is a lazy.
I think there's a lazy. Let me quote you.
I absolutely agree with
let
that.
Me quote you, think, let me quote you Michael Moore, who says that the difference between conservatives and liberals is that conservatives, when they want to get something done, they get on the phone, you know, they roll up their sleeves, they have calling trees, they get it done, they write the letters to Tarjay to get those Che Guevara CD cases pulled off the shelves. And liberals, he says, they get up at you know, not noon, they go have a latte. You know, we think that we're conservative. But are we walking the talk or are we just talking the talk? Walking the walk or talking the talk?
You,
I never
I
know that
more,
phrase.
I think more of
I
us are walking the walk
it.
Than you think so because we're too lazy to actually report what we do knowing
if
we were to get the tax consequence, we could do even more.
I think that we're even too lazy to actually write the check sometimes, Anthony, but I hope you're more right than I am. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, I really don't have anything to give at the moment except advice. Nice to slow down today and very important as well. This Christmas or holiday or whatever's politically correct weekend is very important because we have got some jams going on. I'm telling you, westbound I-80, unbelievable. Southbound I-5, northbound I-5, of course, on the way to Roseville. Arden Way, forget about it. So, if you can go a different way, Bradshaw Road might be good. I-5 is actually a better route if you're headed on to San Francisco. I probably would slow down by I-80 if possible, if you have to go that way. Watt Avenue, Madison Avenue, we have a defective signal light, of course, slowing things down in North Sac. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ho, 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 I can't wait to have a good cigar.
Oh, me too, Santa, me too.
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie, this will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage Loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the five jet water treatments, glowing skin salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive, across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Ever since we got Sure West Broadband Services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
No, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz, Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Everything. And are we willing to write a check and do some volunteer work and give? Are liberals not as generous as we like to think we were? Apparently not, according to this research. This is a new book, Who Really Cares? Apparently it's conservatives who give write more checks and do more volunteer work than liberals. Now, let's just assume for a moment that the research in this book is accurate. Some of you are really angry. I think that maybe it's very possible that progressives, think boomers, think narcissists of all colors and stripes, we like to think we're generous, we think generous thoughts, but do we actually roll up our sleeves and do the work? Mary in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is a very interesting topic. I agree with the woman who called about three calls ago. I don't remember her name. She said she knew something about statistics.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that such a study, I would have predicted that such a study would have turned out this way. And a couple of other callers have alluded to what I have been planning to say, that I think conservatives who, the ones I know, tend to be religious people, and also have a lot more money than I do. And I think a lot of what inspires their giving to certain kinds of things is that those things are tax deductible. And
it doesn't matter. Now, let me just stop you right here. It doesn't matter whether they have more money than you or that it's tax deductible, what the reason is that they give. The fact is, and we're talking proportionately, percentage-wise, not raw numbers, but percentage-wise, they give more and they volunteer more if this research is accurate. So what would you say to that if the research is correct?
Well,
doesn't matter why they do it. They do it, whether it's for a tax benefit, whether they think they're helping, whether their church sort of demands it, or they feel like they have to do it in order to have good standing in the religious community that they're in. They do it, and progressives apparently, if this research is accurate, do not. So that it upends the idea that that progressives are more compassionate when it comes to actually doing the thing, not thinking good thoughts, not passing legislation, but rolling up their sleeves, volunteering, and writing the check. So if that's the case, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thought is what I said before. I know a lot of people who are liberal and progressive and who do spend a lot of time rolling up their sleeves and volunteering. It just doesn't come out as someone's...
How do you know that it doesn't come out? Maybe that has all been factored into the research. Maybe the volunteering, you don't want to... What is it, Mary, that keeps you from wanting to believe that maybe this research is accurate?
I didn't say it isn't accurate.
You as much as are saying that. You are questioning it. You said that liberals, they volunteer, but it's not counted. You don't really even know how the research was conducted. But the bottom line here is you don't really want to believe the research, and so you have these reasons why it can't possibly be true. That really is what I'm saying here.
You are messing up what I have said. No, I do. I don't have any money right now, but over the years when I have had money, I have donated to a lot of things.
I am sure that you have donated massively, and for that we applaud you, and we thank you for calling, but that isn't the point here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The point is that the research indicates that liberals or the left isn't as generous as the right. So there are lots of reasons. Well, you know, they get the tax adjustment. That's why. What if it's true? Then what? Why are you disputing what could be the facts? I don't know. We don't know. But, you know, go with the discussion instead of finding the reasons that you think it can't possibly be true. You don't want it to be true. But the more you don't want it to be true, the more the likelihood is that it may very well be true. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, weather tonight, lows right around 39. We're going to see highs 52 Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Some showers, highs 52 and lows about the same, 38, 40, 41 on to the next couple of days. We're sitting at 54. Traffic, oh my goodness, we've got so much going on. Southbound 99, just north of Elk Grove Boulevard. There's a vehicle on the right-hand side, a car crash about just a quarter of a mile up, they say. Hit and run, southbound 99 at Diller Road, westbound 50 at 65th. We have a two-car crash, Hazel Avenue, just north of Oak Avenue, if you're headed that way. Southbound I-5 at Garden. Now, our highways, of course, everyone's on their way to grandmother's house or wherever. Nice and slow almost everywhere, so try to take it easy. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's the most patriotic radio station in America.
I love America! I love President Bush!
Oh, really?
Whoa. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Our job is to question authority.
With the stresses of the holidays ahead of us, who couldn't use a little downtime? Imagine yourself resting in a beautiful, peaceful, tropical environment. Only you don't have to imagine it. You can create a getaway at home with the help of Exotic Plants. You'll find lush indoor plants like palms, ficus, small and large bonsai, all at Exotic Plants. And with Christmas just around the corner, call for a special delivery of that perfect plant. Give your loved ones a gift that lasts. Their talented staff can even dress your home or office with their unique selection of sprays, wreaths, garlands, and holiday trees. Visit Exotic Plants at 1833 Howe Avenue, next to Cost Plus. And if you'd like a good bargain, visit their discount warehouse at 3320 Auburn Boulevard. Exotic Plants opens Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 922-4769. That's 922-GROW. Exotic Plants, where holiday beauty comes home with you.
Want to get to the next level of your career? If working harder at your job won't help, work smarter by earning a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. It's college designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn a degree in only 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-340-9544. At the University of Phoenix Sacramento Valley campus, the small classes are designed for working adults with busy lives. You'll cover more material in less time with convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. Call now for a brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. 1-866-340-9544. Programs vary by campus. Call University of Phoenix now. 1-866-340-9544. That's 1-866-340-9544.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep. The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet arch supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet arch supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet Store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
Bill Whitney. The case of three Duke University lacrosse players took a surprising turn today when Mike Nifong, the district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, dropped the most serious charge against them, rape. The accuser has changed her story. Now she's not sure there was forcible intercourse, and there's no DNA evidence linking the men to her. Defense Attorney Wade Smith says the other charges, kidnapping and sexual assault, should also be dropped.
Mr. Nifong, if you are listening, do the rest of this. Do the honorable thing. In this case, because there isn't a case to bring.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The least likely option now is we see a trial. I think it's much more likely everything gets dismissed or we see some sort of a deal where the young students plead to something a lot less serious than what they're facing now.
Napier touchdown.
Today's weather at Cape Canaveral wasn't great, but it beat the alternate space shuttle landing sites in California and New Mexico, so NASA finally decided to bring her down in Florida.
Nose gear touchdown. Discovery is rolling out at sunset on runway 15 at the Kennedy Space Center.
A short while later, Discovery Commander Mark Polansky and his crew emerged.
We just want to go ahead and thank everybody for helping get us back to the Kennedy Space Center. Discovery is a beautiful vehicle. We're happy that we were able to bring her home safely and that she can process here at the Kennedy Space Center for her next mission.
Landing at other sites would have meant a longer turnaround time. After 2 days of being snowbound, CBS News correspondent Lee Frank reports the Denver airport is back in business.
Two runways opened midday with two more opening in the evening. Thousands of travelers who were stranded had to rebook flights, competing for seats with people who already had a ticket. Somehow, after waiting in lines for hours, many of these people calmly say it's worth it to spend Christmas with family and friends.
Airline officials warn that not all of them will make it for Christmas. Saying it's time to end this protracted litigation, a federal appeals court has halved the $5 billion that an Alaska jury ordered ExxonMobil to pay to plaintiffs from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. But as Carrie Anderson reports, this might just lead to more litigation.
Alaska fishermen who suffered through America's worst oil spill in 1989 are unhappy with the federal appeals court ruling. Prince William Sound fisherman Ted Rayner says the court should have upheld the original $5 billion penalty against Exxon.
This sets a terrible precedent that every jury can be second-guessed by some other court, and I think that's a joke.
More than 30,000 fishermen and coastal property owners were affected by the Exxon oil spill. Carrie Anderson for CBS News. Anchorage.
Another down day for the Dow. It lost 78 points to close the week at 12,343. The NASDAQ lost 14 points to close at 2401. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Anthony. Hello, can anyone in the vehicle hear me?
I have a baby in the car, and he's 4 days old.
I have you on Valley. I will be contacting the police.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and can call to check on you.
Police. Yes, this is Anthony. I'm with OnStar. I'd like to report a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. There was moaning, and she's worried about her baby.
What's happening?
I've had an accident.
Are you injured?
I'm shaking.
Okay, hang on tight. We'll get you help.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Police on the scene?
Yes, the police are here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
From London, CBS News reporter Larry Miller has the story of a woman with womb to spare.
23-year-old Hannah Kersey from southwest England gave birth to triplets. Nothing unusual about that these days, but what is unusual is that Hannah has two wombs, and two babies grew in one, the third in the other, and that could get the mom into the Guinness Book of Records. Three daughters, Ruby, Tilly, and Gracie, were born in September, 7 weeks premature, but they're home now and doing great. They're believed to be just 70 women in the world who've had a baby in each womb. This is the first recorded case of two womb triplets. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Fashion shows in Madrid barred super skinny models this year, and Brazil launched a campaign against underage, underweight models. Now the Italian government and leaders in the fashion industry have signed an agreement to keep extremely thin models off the catwalks. They say it sends the wrong message to girls. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
One, two, three.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Baby, you know you're the mastermind.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. And it is the last Enid Live for 2006, which just seems to have breezed by. And, you know, we haven't even talked about resolutions of the new year, which are a big waste of time. And everybody does these cliche things around the end of the year. Oh, the top 10 movies and the top 10 this and the bottom 10 that. And, we're having a pretty spirited discussion. And I want to add to the discussion and share with you a Christmas tale as we continue. But if you're just tuning in, what we have really been at a high decibel level about in the last hour or so is a new book by Arthur Brooks. And the book is called Who Really Cares? America's Charity Divide. Who gives, who doesn't, and why it matters. And it isn't about the haves and the have-nots. It's about who gives and who doesn't. Now, this is particularly germane. This type of year, when I have said only half kiddingly, this is the time of year when high materiality and high spirituality are dancing a very intimate dance in each other's arms. So it's the season to buy. I don't know how much giving is really going on, even though there is some of that. There's a certain greed in the air. It's a profit-driven holiday, even though it's supposed to be driven by far more that is spiritual. And we have become a society in which greed is good. It used to be embarrassing. We might have been greedy, but that's the last, we would pretend that we weren't. You know, we pretend we'd be Pastor Ted. You know, he had a sexual issue and he pretended he didn't. So, the more you are something, that you don't like, the higher do you defend against that thing. So you have parts of yourself that are darker and thieving and ungenerous and not nice, kind of stinky. And so that's the more you try to position yourself in your own mind, if not everybody else's, as an upstanding, generous person. So it may be, you know, looking at a very convoluted psychology here, it may be that this research, which is highly counterintuitive, is that what it tells us is that apparently, if you are conservative, you actually give more money to charity and you volunteer more time. And there are about four different areas where they can make that, they can see that if you're doing one thing in those areas, that it's going to correlate a particular way. So, and here are the forces. Religion, skepticism about government's role in economic life. In other words, you got to step up to the plate because the government's not going to be able to do it. Strong families and personal entrepreneurship. So what Arthur Brooks, a professor at Syracuse University, has determined is that people who attend houses of worship regularly are 25% more likely to give charity, to be charitable, and 23% more likely to volunteer. And the religious give away four times the amounts of money that the secular do. Working families without welfare support give three times as much to charity as do welfare families with the same total income. Conservative households give 30% more to charity than liberal households do. Redistributionists, that's another category, so I don't know quite what that means. Some of you have called to say, well, yeah, but when the conservatives give money, it goes to, you know, for flowers to the church, it goes for vestments. It doesn't matter what it goes for. That's completely irrelevant to the argument. The point is, apparently, if this data is correct, we think of liberals and the political left as being more compassionate and more generous, but when it comes to actually giving and actually volunteering, if this data is correct, it turns out that conservatives are more generous. Now, a lot of you are furious. You say, "Oh well, here are some of the arguments." Well, because conservatives are doing the good, they get a tax break. Well, you know what? The left gets a tax break too. Well, but we don't think about it. Well, but are you giving? It's not about why you're giving, and it's not about whether it goes for flowers or vestments or missionaries or what. It's are you giving, and how much are you giving? And who's giving more? That really is what it boils down to. Well, and then the Democrats call, well, I give, but you know what? It's not recorded, so therefore it probably won't show up in the statistics. I'm sure they allowed for that. If this is really serious research, I'm sure they figured out a way to allow for that. And those of you who are statisticians, you can weigh in on this discussion. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, let me add this to the conversation, is going to review a federal case involving San Diego's $1 a year lease of parkland to the Boy Scouts. But the question is, are the Boy Scouts a religious group? You know, they discriminate. If you're a little gay Boy Scout, they don't want you in there. 349-1320. So much for the Boy Scouts. So here is San Diego allowing them to lease parkland for $1 a year. Uh-oh. I have a problem with that. Ed in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm really not surprised about this book. Because when I was growing up, we never attended church or anything. About 5 years ago, my father remarried. And he started attending church with his new wife, and he's like a totally different person now. I mean, he's given all the time. He cut us off Christmas gifts now, and it's all
going to the church now.
Well, yeah, that. But I mean, even in Christmas, he cut us off, and now he adopts single parent, you know, families, you know, that can't.
So are you resentful of this?
I'm not resentful, but this I can't stand hearing him preach and his politics, but. I got to give him credit because he puts his money where his mouth is.
Well, see, that's it. And if you are, I think you've identified something here. Because when you are part of a group that, in order to be in good standing at that group, sort of forces you into it, whether you would want to or not, whether you would have thought of it or not, when the environment, you know, if you're in an environment where everybody porks out, you pork out. If you're in an environment where everybody writes checks and volunteers, you do that too. I think it's sort of contagious.
Yeah, I would agree because, this is something, I mean, he would have never donated 6-7 years ago, but now that he's been attending church, he's just like a whole different person, you know, and I can't stand his politics, but...
Has it rubbed off on you, Ed?
What's that?
Has it rubbed off on you?
No. I'm still the same old person.
Okay. All right. I thank you for the call. And here's the thing about the left. I think the left, we in the left believe that we're so generous and so compassionate that we don't actually have to step up. We don't actually have to write the check. Our intentions are sufficient. Remember now, there's a lot of greed and there's a lot of narcissism in the boomer generation. In the left, there is a lot of it. And so this professor, he may actually have tripped onto something. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Paul in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Paul.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I think he's right. I think he's really hit the thing because I'm 58 years old, and so I'm a boomie. And in my experience, I'm basically a fiscal conservative but a social liberal. But I tend to be more liberal than anything else. The people that I've associated with myself over the years. And I'm in business, too, so I'm a fairly successful large business. So I meet a lot of people. I know a lot of people in business. And I honestly think that the people who are conservative and do go to church do contribute more to charities than the liberal friends I have do. I really think they do.
Do you contribute, Paul, do you contribute very much to charity or volunteer?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's part of the thing of the business. The reason that we have the business is the family business. We want to be comfortable, but we want to make sure that our employees are taken care of well and that we have money to give to worthy causes. That's the whole purpose of having the business, is not to accumulate wealth, but to redistribute it. And we've been happy to do that. And so I'm involved with a lot of charitable organizations, too. And most of the people I see that are giving large sums are conservative.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there was a, I have to dig it out somewhere, but California has got more millionaires and billionaires than any other state. And our giving is pretty paltry compared to the fact that we have millionaires and billionaires.
I remember that survey, and I remember seeing that, and I believe that's probably correct.
Uh-huh.
It's the old thing about, you know, you're either going to talk the talk or you're going to walk the walk. And, it's sad to see, but and a lot of these people have been furious calling up and berating you and saying they can't believe it's true.
Well, there, I just got an email from somebody who said, you're no goddess, cut the crap. And I thought, oh, the jig is up.
Now, the people who called might be indeed very giving and do spend a lot of time in charitable causes, but nonetheless, you know, they may just be a small part. I mean, it's always the people who get pricked by the needle that yelp the loudest.
Well, I think that people wouldn't have responded with so much passion if they didn't think there was some truth to it and they don't want to acknowledge it.
That's probably very true.
I think if it's what's the opposite of love? It's not hate, it's indifference. I mean, if you know, if you're confident in your position and you know you're right, you're not going to get that put out about it.
The only thing that I'm concerned about with these statistics is money that goes to churches, which is fine because churches do a lot of good work. But there's an awful lot of money that goes to some of these gigantic mega churches and the guys on TV and the evangelists.
Oh, yeah, the televangelists, and they are raking it in.
That's wasted money. That's not charity.
It may be wasted money, and it may not be what you would call charity, but I think it's probably considered charity giving.
Oh, it's considered. I'm sure it's considered in there, but I'm concerned about how much money actually ends up going to do good works.
Well, I'm concerned about it too. I'm concerned about it too. And I very often, one of the things I'm interested in is the Grameen Bank and the microcredit. Cause I abhor the idea of a payday loan situation here when really it's kind of a microcredit, sort of a situation that we could somehow, their credit union somehow could make bridge loans available to people at a more reasonable rate of interest instead of a usurious 400-500% rate of interest, such as is going on. But, you know, and I got pitched by some charitable organization, but I really wasn't sure what it was, whether it was a legitimate organization or not, so I didn't do anything about it.
Don't forget, you know, there's people just get on the computer, on the Internet. There's a lot of places you can go that have charities, and they analyze them. And, you know, some of the charities that I have given to over the years, I was very surprised to see how much of the money went for administrative and other expenses as opposed to actually being used. So if you are concerned about a charity, you can find places on the Internet where charities are broken down financially to show where the money goes.
Okay, I'm going to do that because I feel, you know, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't feel I do enough. I don't feel I volunteer enough. I don't feel I'm charitable enough. I try to do my share, but I probably fall short. I thank you, Paul, for the call. 349-1320-866. I like to think, and this is how I rationalize it, that I'm doing my work this way. But, you know, I think it's a rationalization if I'm being perfectly honest about it. Your goddess, who is instructed to cut the crap, is trying to be perfectly honest about it. Stephanie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Enid. Actually, I'm in Rockland.
Okay.
What I was going to say is I'm a nurse, and most of the nurses that I work with are liberals, and we don't have to. I kind of feel like it's like a thing where you're being bad all the time, and then at the end you give to charity, you know, sort of like going to church to pray for repentance for all your sins, where I do charity and I do good work every day, and I love what I do. And so I don't feel like I need to do more than that, than be a good person all the time.
Well, wait a minute. You said you do charity every day, meaning in the work that you do?
Exactly. Who else is going to go in when someone's dying and clean them up and make sure they're comfortable and be with their family and sit with their family? If you don't truly love that, and if you're not truly a good person, you're not going to do it. And most of those people are liberals like
all right, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I knew you would.
Okay, so indulge me, Stephanie. But okay. You're paid to do it.
Correct, but I would do it otherwise.
Okay, well, and you are doing, you know, this is tough work, and you are doing God's work. But is it the same? Is it this, and your heart is clearly in it, and it sounds like you're doing it for all the right reasons. But is it the same as sitting down, volunteering, or writing the check, which sounds to me like the criteria that they used in doing this research?
Well, no, it's not. But my rationale for that is maybe you're writing the check because deep down you know that you're not a good person and that you've been doing bad things all year.
That may be. And not only that, you're writing the check because you don't want to roll up your sleeves and you don't want to clean up somebody who's dying. And it's way easier to sit down, especially if you've got dough, to sit down and write that check.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's my reasoning behind it.
But it isn't. They don't have the heartometer over your heart to see where your heart is. It's how much are you giving in terms of time or money, not what is your motivation.
Exactly.
It may be that liberals have great thoughts and great hearts, and they don't get up before noon and they don't do anything.
That may be too.
Yeah.
But the way I see it is I feel like I don't need to repent for anything that I do because every day I go and I do 100% the best I can, and I do what is right all the time. Well, not all the time, but...
But you're trying. Yes, I do.
I don't have to feel like, oh, I better give to this charity because I stole from my company. Or
it may be, and it may be some of these preachers that they're hauling off to the pokey here left and right stole. They had horrible motivation, and they stole and they did bad things. There are a lot of people who have stolen, done bad things, and written big checks to big charities.
Correct.
So I'm not, I think but he was very narrowly looking at, I think, how much time you volunteer and how much you give. And it's counterintuitive, and he went in believing that he would find that the political left was more generous than the political right, than conservatives, and he found out just the opposite. That's what's so startling about the book and his research. Stephanie, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
God bless you for doing God's work, and Merry Christmas to you, too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Ina Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and it's also the last 2006 edition of Enid Live. The clock is ticking. We're going to have to kiss at midnight or under the mistletoe or something. You're listening to AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, I loved all of it, but the kissing under the mistletoe part. Just forget about that. Southbound 99 just south of Laguna Boulevard. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound LC Avenue. Westbound I-80 just east of Rockland. And Fulton Avenue just north of El Camino Avenue. Those are all hit and runs now into accidents. There have been a wide up. It is wide up. Lisa West and Enid Live will be back at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Moving the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Want the naked truth? You'll get it on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, because it's your right to listen to the left.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
I'm News 10's Dale Shornack. A busy travel day, but not an easy one. There's still a backlog of stranded travelers at Denver's airport, storms causing delays from Chicago to Washington, and an accident closed parts of Interstate 80 in the Sierra today. Join us tonight for News 10 at 11.
Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Still searching for that special Christmas gift? Offer your special someone a day at Aesthetics by Jeanette Day Spa in Sacramento. Give the experience of a full day with the most extraordinary spa treatments exclusive to Aesthetics by Jeanette. One, if not the only authentic European spas in Sacramento, Aesthetics by Jeanette gives you a choice of over 100 spa treatments. It is by far the most luxurious spa facilities, with elegant private dressing rooms and especially equipped water rooms. For your special holiday gift, select from any of the 5 jet water treatments, flowing skin salt scrub, aromatherapy honey wraps with hot essential oils or European facials, traditional massages such as Swedish, hot stone, or shiatsu, mud and mineral baths, eucalyptus steam room, French manicures, hot paraffin pedicures, makeup and hair. So many wonderful choices. So go ahead, treat your special someone to a pampered day. Located at 2322 Butano Drive, across from Country Club Plaza, Aesthetics by Jeanette is open 7 days a week. Call 486-8338 to order your gift certificate now.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, as we run, make a mad dash into the arms of Christmas and New Year's. And this is the last edition of Enid Live for 2006. And I will see you again. We will reconvene Enid Live on Tuesday, January 2nd, 3 to 7. Heaven in 2007. So we're talking about a book that indicates that there are two Americas. It's not about the haves and the have-nots. It's about the people who give and the people who don't. And maybe it's about the people who think they're giving and the people who are actually doing the giving. So people talk about compassionate conservatives. It may be the conservatives write the checks and do the volunteer work with no great magic in their hearts and no great love in their hearts, but they're actually doing it. Maybe liberals, maybe the left has a lot of love in its heart and it can't get up before noon, not writing the check, not rolling up its sleeves, and volunteering in the proper percentages. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brad in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Enid, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just was enjoying this conversation today. I listen to your show occasionally. I basically don't agree with you on pretty much everything, but I still listen to you. And I was listening to Stephanie's discussion about her charitable donations, and it just kind of struck me that that's just kind of typical of the problem, don't you think? I mean, when I think of charity, I think of it as a personal voluntary sacrifice, and she thinks of it as going to work and doing a good job. And that makes her
well,
feel okay
I mean,
about
but
it.
there is a certain dimension to what she does when she said cleaning up the dying. Attending to the sick and dying.
And how many people are doing that?
And I said to her, you're being paid to do it. She said, yes.
Of course she is.
But she said, I would do it even if I weren't. So, yes, I mean, there's a line there.
So how many listeners are out here listening to this conversation? Some of them have gotten angry. Some of them are now trying to rationalize, well, I'm not giving, but I'm doing this instead. And I think that's part of the problem. So she's doing great work. I'm not faulting her for what she's doing, but she puts that in a little niche and says, well, that's my donation.
Here's the story about us, and I really haven't gotten into this part. We have become greedier. We have become very disconnected from each other. The truth of the matter is, and I love the way Lewis Thomas described it, he was a doctor, a medical doctor. He headed up Sloan Kettering in New York, a very fancy hospital. And I think his book, Lives of a Cell, won the National Book Award. He had come to conclude in his life that we are all part of, we are specialized parts of one large and vast organism. So think about it. We are really all connected to each other, not to mention that all the new DNA research, the genetic research, indicates that we're all descended from the same, you know, the same four Eves or the same 16 Eves. I think Jews are descended from the same four Eves. All of them are fighting with each other, and some of them are going shopping. I don't know. But so there is a connection which increasingly in a more depersonalized society where we email, where we send out cards that have no human markings on them whatsoever, we have lost that. And I think charity is a way to, and volunteering is a way to reclaim that kind of connection. So, I don't know, you know, if you're saying you think that she's rationalizing, I guess that's your view of it. You could make that case, maybe. But she's also doing hard work.
Well,
but it is not the same, you're right, as volunteering and rolling up your sleeves.
But the other point is that she talks about the conservatives as if we're somehow, well, first of all, we're all going to church, and we're all somehow seeking some kind of redemption by doing this, charitable work. We're trying to save our souls, I guess is what she's implying. But I think maybe she needs to be looking at maybe these conservatives aren't really these evil people with black tar in their hearts. Maybe they're actually decent people.
Are you giving to charity and are you volunteering?
Yes, I am. And I'm a conservative and I work in a hospital too. I don't clean up after the dead, but I certainly don't justify not giving by saying, well, you know, I do work in difficult situations and I'm taking care of sick people, some who are dying. But people are ticked off about the results. They can't believe it. They're incredulous. They're making.
Okay, we're gonna leave it there. Yeah. And I think I take your point. I thank you very much for the call, and I'm delighted that you're listening. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Marvin, somewhere in his car in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Marvin. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Let me make one point. I'm going to drive in fast food. I can only talk quick. There's this notion that somehow some political position, conservative, liberal, it's either good or it's bad. It's neither. The fact that somebody's conservative or a liberal doesn't mean they're good or bad. Just because some people say, oh, conservatives are supposed to be bad people, they're not supposed to give to, liberals are supposed to. That's absolutely ridiculous and very sick. It's stupid. If anybody thinks that they run their life centered around being a conservative or a liberal, that's too thick for me. It's an individual thing. You can be conservative and be good. You can be liberal and be good or bad. It has nothing to do with that.
Yes, but he walked in with an assumption that that the left was more generous than the right, and that seems to be... Well, you don't have to... You know what, Marvin? You don't have to buy it, but that's the assumption I think that's fairly current. And I think that's what people... Well, it may be an individual thing, but, you know, you can also group people together and come to some conclusions as well. So what he's saying, though, is counterintuitive. And a lot of how do you classify yourself? Are you conservative? Are you left or are you right politically?
It depends on the particular point and the merit that it has or lacks.
Okay.
And I'm not a liberal or conservative. I mean, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, Marvin, we thank you for your outburst that this whole discussion has been stupid. I don't think it has. I think actually it's been a pretty interesting discussion, but we're delighted you joined it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. As we continue, I want to share with you my Christmas story. This is something that I wrote and was published, and if you were listening yesterday, I've been sort of sharing these stories that have been published that I have written, and yesterday's was working at St. Anthony's Dining Room, and this one is A Christmas Quest, Searching for the Holiday's True Spiritual Meaning. So gather around the fire, and we'll have a little story hour. You'll have your little rug, and you can take a little napsy, but not while you're driving, and maybe some milk and cookies, and we'll build a fire, and the goddess will share a story with you. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday, and last edition of Enid Live for 2006 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Actually, very important to have all of your two headlights going on tonight. Dark, lots of people, it might even shower, but, well, it's a little unlikely. Lows tonight right around 53, but our roadways, South Bend 99, woo, it is so jam-packed, even at 634. Garfield Avenue just north of Fair Oaks Boulevard, a two-car crash. I-5 and J Street, there's a crash there. However, I-5 might be your safer bet if you are headed to San Francisco or if you're going down that way. Elkhorn Boulevard at Butterball, two-car crash there. And San Juan Avenue just north of Sunset Avenue, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ever since we got Sure West broadband services, you guys haven't left the house.
Actually, Mom, we haven't left the couch.
No, good point, son. Can you pass the chips?
Oh, come on, guys. Let's go out to a movie.
Why? We get them all with Sure West. HBO, Cinemax, Starz, Encore, Showtime, the movie channel.
Then let's go to a game.
Why, honey? We can see it all with Sure West. Sports live and high def.
Okay, well, what about dinner?
I'll go online with Sure West, or we'll call and have it delivered. Make life easy with Sure West. You get digital basic TV, high-speed internet, and residential phone, all for just $79 a month. Plus, call now and get two premium services like HBO, HDTV, or TiVo for 3 months free.
Honey, any soda in the fridge?
Why don't you call Sure West? Maybe they have that too.
Call 866-SURE-WEST or go to surewest.com. Restrictions apply. Offer excludes taxes, fees, and rebates. For wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, Sure West.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Friday edition of Enid Live, and the last edition of Enid Live for 2006. And I want to talk to you a little bit, too, about what you're planning for Christmas and for New Year's. And Enid Live will reconvene on Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007. I'm saying heaven in 2007, but my colleague Lee just said 007, A License to Kill. Well, I hope it. I hope we get to knock them all dead. I wanted to share with you, Gather Round. This is a piece I wrote and was published in a bunch of newspapers a while ago, and it was, and it's titled A Christmas Quest, Searching for the Holiday's True Spiritual Meaning. And I thought maybe I'd share a little bit of it with you. In that small, largely Protestant town in Michigan where I grew up on the farm, the only approved holiday to celebrate during December was Christmas. It didn't matter if you were Jewish, as I was. The distinctions between church and state evaporated during the holiday season, and all children, regardless of race, creed, religious persuasion, or type of auto their parents drove, were expected to participate in the Christmas play and sing all the carols that were being taught. I pleaded with my mother to let me be in the Christmas play, but she was adamant. I promised that if she let me sing Christmas carols, which to this day I find as rich and moving as when I was a child, I would not believe the lyrics. No matter how persuasive or sophistical my arguments were, running at the time I believed to the fact that the little Lord Jesus was Jewish, she remained unmoved. So I came face to face with being a minority, not that I hadn't known it before, what with learning to read Hebrew, which it gradually dawned on me none of my classmates was required to do, and worse, an outsider, something I had always suspected, but which was now confirmed. I suppose growing up and not being allowed to participate in a dominant national holiday makes it seem all the more mysterious, sweeter in a way, forbidden fruit. Maybe it's the reason on Christmas Eve I like to go to church. Anyone will do. One year it was to a Catholic church where the service was heavily laced with incense and ritual, but seemed distant. The heart, which wanted to rouse itself, couldn't stir. The next year, a group of us took our business to Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, where the sermon was memorable, in part moving, but something was still missing. None of us knew what. Each of us blamed ourselves. Then we shopped around for something more ethnic the following year. Notice the terms I've been using, business, shopping. What I am getting at is that there are certain contradictory, schizophrenic maybe, qualities about a religious holiday with a long tradition that wasn't even declared legal in this country until 1836 in Alabama. For one thing, hardly ever do the sacred and profane spend as much time in each other's arms as they do at Christmas. Second, although this is a season to be jolly, you can hardly pick up a magazine or listen to a talk show without hearing about holiday depression. Probably one of the main reasons for holiday depression is that no matter how hard we try, Christmas is rarely that Norman Rockwell cover we all carry around in our heads. Even the charming custom of sending Christmas cards, which was originally designed to save people the time they would normally spend in writing long letters to loved ones, has run amok. Quote, personalized, with the printed name of the sender, cards are now frequently sent out with no human markings on them whatsoever, except perhaps the recipient's address, if it hasn't been computer typed. It was bad enough when Christmas began on the heels of Thanksgiving, but to everyone's dismay, it is slowly creeping into the nether reaches of Halloween, and still there isn't enough time. But the worst part of the duality we call Christmas is that it is considered the time of year when everyone's supposed to feel more spiritual, in spite of the fact that it is a time of high materiality. I'm not suggesting that the two can't coexist, but the tendency to purchase Christmas frequently overshadows the ability to experience it. The result is that around January 2, what we are often left with is a pile of bills, a massive hangover, and a profound sense that Christmas has happened while we were out shopping. Perhaps the most paradoxical and vexing part of Christmas is that suddenly we are supposed to manifest those vague spiritual longings we are mostly required to suppress during the rest of the year. Unfortunately, it sometimes happens that no matter how hard we try to summon our best goodwill toward men and women feelings, too much disuse of this particular muscle seems to have caused it to atrophy. So, as we are being exhorted to open the rusty hinges of our hearts, we find to our dismay that the door doesn't budge. Often, to compensate, only the facial muscles do. Christmas is a time of a great feasting. But what are we really hungry for at Christmas, I wonder? The quest for the answer to that question has begun to encompass a greater territory than the question of which church I will attend Christmas Eve. It has begun to expand into other areas of the year, although, if I had to put a focus on it, Christmas seems to be the home office. To this end, I decide one Christmas to volunteer at St. Anthony's Dining Room. And I'll spare you all that because I read you that story yesterday. But learning what I learned at St. Anthony's Dining Room, certain questions began to arise. For a while, I took off and I hit the road. I'm sort of shortening this all up and ran away to live with the Hopi Indians. And I remember being there one Christmas and listening to "There's No Place Like Home" on the radio. I was living in a place with no indoor plumbing that was at least a millennium old. There was no electricity, and it felt rather comfortable. Just what is home, I began to wonder as I moved from place to place, as the radio endlessly taunted, "There's no place like home" for the holidays. No one seems to have satisfactorily defined what home is, except to say that we can't go back there again. Many of you who are of a more literal persuasion and years ago memorized your address will take exception. Everyone is supposed to know where home is. But is it a place? Whose place? The family's home? The small town that now barely exists? Relatives who are no longer alive? Expectations that were never fulfilled? Someplace deep inside us? Where exactly is home? The day of Christmas Eve, I find myself in Santa Fe, New Mexico, as a gentle snow tumbles down, sitting in a bar with people I'd only just met. when one of them asked me where I planned to spend Christmas. On the road, I suppose, I answered, wondering to myself how the truck stops were planning to celebrate this holiday, knowing I would find out soon enough. Well, why don't you join us, the man asked. We're having a small family gathering. My father will be there and my aunt, and so will Sissy here, he said, pointing to the woman who sat on the bar stool next to him. And, he added, smiling shyly, we would be happy if you could come. The man, who seemed nice enough, gave me his address. The next morning, following his direction, I found myself driving farther and farther out of town, higher and higher into the already high elevation, 7,000 feet of Santa Fe. I had to look hard to find the road that led off the main highway, a long curving affair that seemed to go on for miles before it stopped at the gate of an old adobe house, poised high on a mountain overlooking a vastness below, and with more rooms in it than a hotel. Maybe it was a hotel. A maid answered the door. Right behind her came my friends from the bar, and behind them I could see the cook fixing dinner. The aunt, Smith 22, who divulged that she had written her first book at the age of 79, she was now 82, was dressed in red and green and chatted amiably. The father was ill, but still peppery. Dinner consisted of a goose, plum pudding, pasta with truffle sauce, and for dessert, a bouche de Noël. The room shone with polished silver, fresh flowers, and handsome crystal vases, heavy linen. Over the fireplace hung a painting of a cross by Georgia O'Keeffe that she had given the family. Under the tree was a box with my name on it, a bottle of Schramsberg Blanc de Blanc. Welcome, my new friend said quietly. I stayed a week. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, St. Paul admonished the Hebrews, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I was not that day an angel, although I certainly felt like one. And this was during a time when I was ran away to live with the Hopi Indians, living in my car in an all-night laundromat, and an old Hopi woman took me in to a place without electricity, as I said, no running water, that was at least a millennium old then. December has always been a special month, even in pagan times, a Saturnalia where festivals were celebrated in that leisure between fall harvest and the spring planting. It is the time of the winter solstice, a time when the days begin to lengthen as they inch out of darkness into greater light. The sun's return to the earth, the Star of Bethlehem. Hanukkah is called the Festival of Lights. Perhaps then, in its most literal or metaphorical octave, this is a time of enlightenment, illumination, the radiance of the child born, glory on high. It is perhaps not an accident that we celebrate at this time the birth of someone who was denied room at the inn. Could it be that the sadness we feel just now, the holiday depression as it is referred to, is some recognition of that part of our own journey in which we feel separate, sometimes unconnected, outsiders for whom there is no room at the inn, no inn at all, no home? And can it also be asked that if we are allowed for a moment to move beyond the obvious commercialism of Christmas, beyond the shallow reaches of the mouth that smiles while the eyes remain fixed, could we find for ourselves those gifts inside, that place where reconciliation and transformation are possible, if we can only get beyond the small nation states of mind to a vastness composed of quiet and profound joy, where, hark, you may say, the herald angels sing. Something I wrote quite a while ago that was published quite a while ago. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the pre-Christmas, pre-New Year's, last for 2006 edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, Ben, and my last traffic of the year, I'd have to say, defective signal light, Roseville Road at Orange Grove, Auburn Boulevard and Dale, there's a three-car crash, and Garfield Avenue just north of Fair Oaks Boulevard, you have no idea how quickly this cleaned up. It's amazing. Anyway, still slow in some areas. Of course, we have holiday traffic. Everyone, please take care. Have a wonderful holiday, and we'll see you next year. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this.
Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others, filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1321. Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as we dash headlong into the arms of Christmas and New Year's. This is for Enid Live, the last Enid edition for 2006, and we'll reconvene 2007, January 2, 3 to 7, right here. We've been talking about charity, and we've been talking about volunteering, and we've been talking about the Christmas quest. And if you want to add to the conversation, 349-1320. And also, what are your plans for Christmas? Anything you want to share on New Year's Eve? Always I always call it amateur's night out. It always never lives up to its advanced billing, but I have a lovely thing this Christmas, which is an open house with friends, and I think it'll be just, or this New Year's Eve, and I think it'll be just exactly perfect. So I'm looking forward to it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tony in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Enid. First-time listener. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I've given a lot of thought to this because I'm conservative, and I've often thought at my gut level from my observation the facts of that survey are true. But I think the reason is that, you know, we all have, I think all people probably have a need to give, and we want to help those less fortunate. And, you know, progressives do it through taxation and government. And
that's not the same. That's nice. That's nice, but it's not the individual rolling up your sleeves doing it.
Oh, I understand that.
That's not volunteering. I mean, it's great to get that going and great to get those social movements going, but there's always going to be a need for people to volunteer and to write the check for charity.
Exactly. And I think that the conservatives don't trust government anyway, and they do it their way. But, you know, if you do it through taxation, it's a painless way to do it because usually it's the tax bracket above you that you want to be heavier taxed. They're the rich. You're never the rich. And, you know, it gets done and you feel better. But you're right. It's got to be an individual.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as government doing it, although that it doesn't preclude government doing it. Tony, I thank you. And thank you for finding us, too. I appreciate. How did you find us? Were you just surfing?
You know, I was surfing because my usual stations had a bunch of stuff I didn't want to listen to.
Well, we're delighted that you found us.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. 349-1320, Ben in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Enid. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I called you the other day regarding the FTB domestic registered partnership, and I wanted to comment on the charity for today.
Okay.
Regarding the political affiliations that people have, political ideology and morality are mutually exclusive, and I just wanted to remind our other callers that are indicating that you have to be a progressive or you have to be a liberal or you have to be a conservative. The political affiliation and ideology has nothing to do with one's upbringing and morality. It has
Well, what we're talking about, though, is some research, if the research is accurate, that upends the idea that the political left is more generous than the political right. It turns out that the political right gives volunteers more and writes bigger checks, gives more money and more time. And, yes, it doesn't matter, but, yes, it does.
And the fact that they might be able to do that means that they have their means of, and imposing of being able to write those larger checks.
No, it isn't that they're writing the larger checks. It's a percentage situation. I think, Ben, I thank you for the call. I think a lot of progressives feel like because they're thinking good thoughts, they don't actually have to roll up their sleeves and do anything. I think there's some strain of that. I think we have become kind of lazy and we've become a little bit greedy, too. I'm not denying our good thoughts and wanting government to do good things, but I think you have to also roll up your sleeves and do some hands-on stuff. 349. 1320, and maybe the right has figured out a way to do that. Maybe that's why they're so effective in getting political legislation to happen. They have all these calling trees. They roll up their sleeves. They get to work. Tracy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I think I'm a little bit off topic of what you were talking about politically, but I just caught the tail end of the letter that you were reading.
That was a piece that I wrote.
I really enjoyed that, and the part that really touched me was about entertaining angels, but I just wanted to share with you briefly. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I was traveling with my children, who are 6, 4, and 3, and it was awful. And so by the end of our trip, we were in Albuquerque in the airport, and they were just nuts, crazy sleepy. And so we got on the plane, and this young man that was also from Sacramento just happened to be on the plane, and he was sitting next to another couple having a great conversation, and he saw my boys just going nuts, and he told them, "You know, I can't sit next to you. You guys don't have enough hair." And so he went and sat next to my boys, calmed them down, and was just as sweet as could be to them. He told them stories. They fell asleep. He covered them up and made sure they were comfortable. And then when we got to Los Angeles, we switched planes, and he happened to be on the same flight from Los Angeles to Sacramento. And all the way, he talked to my kids, and then when we got off the plane, he said, he gave them these rules like never talk to strangers, always eat your vegetables, love your mom and dad. And he said, he gave them a whole bunch of rules, and he said, if you do these things, you'll have a great life. And I was just like, this absolute stranger out of nowhere just like saved me on this trip. And I was like determined to find him. So I don't know if he ever listens to your show, but I hope so. But I'm still on a mission to find him.
Tracy,
he really helped me out.
Tracy, that is a wonderful story.
Isn't it?
To say goodbye.